Welcome to another D&D session of D&D Chaos. This podcast will have excessive violence as well as foul language. You have been warned. Welcome back, guys. If you would like to go ahead and reintroduce your characters.
I'm busy building a dice tower.
Fuck! Sorry. How'd you get that one in there?
And this is my party. I am Thumper the DM, and we are going to start with the person on my right.
Hi, my name is Tyler. I am Cole Fisher.
Hello. I am Lane, but I play the evil wizard named Logan. Logan Large Dick, I believe was the name.
Big Dick Logan.
Large Dick Logan, that's right.
And I was playing the aristocrat, Thomas. I'm Thomas E. Taylor. I was playing the aristocrat, Big Head Rogan.
I'm Toby.
Have you ever heard
of that? No, I'm playing Rose. Withered Rose.
And unfortunately,
there's nothing special. He's a fighter.
Unfortunately, one of our members could not be here tonight, and that would have been Olaf, the barbarian dwarf. Fortunately, he is not with us tonight.
Yeah, he's dead.
Extremely quiet dwarf. He's dead.
Yes.
He's taking a long
We've had a discussion about that. It's going to be remedied. So let's get a real quick recap. We last left our party at the rubble of once was a temple that was keeping what seemed to be an ancient darkness at bay in a forest.
They're not the darkness, they're the Native Americans.
Sorry, not sorry. Just disclaimer.
Did I mention there was a lot of disclaimers for this?
It's not my fault they blew up. We were testing out our weapons.
That's true.
Well, we got rid of the evil. I mean, we also got rid of the good, but at least we got rid of the evil.
Yeah, we shot them all
the
in the
evil.
The evil is
the
not
evil
gone.
There.
It's gone? Darkness doesn't
mean
like evil.
Well, the darkness.
She can leave now. She returned to herself, so she can just leave.
Well, maybe
mostly
I
protects
think she likes me. She does.
She protects the forest. That's why she was originally there. She did not want them building on the land, therefore, that is why she seemed so evil. When one is around so much good or pure, one seems darker.
Ah, that's true.
And doing whatever she could to protect the forest is why they bound her outside of the temple grounds.
Right.
Just imagine, to like cut down wood in the city, you had to like bless the forest and just get to work. So much extra effort.
You have to ask to cut down the tree.
Yeah.
Yo, can I take that tree?
No.
Dang.
You are standing in the clearing of debris at the moment. The light is shining. You have taken a long rest. What would you guys like to do?
I pull out the wanted poster for the two Eric Hopkins. I put an X over their faces, and I check to see where I claim my reward.
You see that the reward can be claimed in town at the local police office. Or
it's
guard office.
I don't trust it.
You don't trust it?
I don't trust anything.
Hmm? That's your fault. It's a personal problem.
It is. It really is. And it hurts. Words hurt.
Mom hurt me last night.
I bet she did. Because that was me.
It's daytime, right? Well, I'm going to the police office,
which explains the morning.
Don't we need the bodies? Or somewhat of the bodies?
No.
No. You're not going to take the bodies with you?
What's they're ash, right?
Do they have anything on them?
Well, no, they're
bones.
Have they been defiled yet?
You can see the outlines of them. You can tell the bodies what they are.
I'll go take evidence of the kill.
Okay.
Cool. I'm going to see if they have any gold on them.
Roll
loot.
Technically, it would all be burned up, correct?
Roll.
You can't burn gold.
Gold don't
burn, so I don't care.
Well, then perception, right? Or investigation?
Investigation.
Well, then we've got a gold.
Then I'm going to use my passive, if that's fine with you.
Uh-huh.
19.
More like gold
diarrhea.
You see gold melted into the flesh.
I want to carve it out of their flesh.
Okay.
I see your dumpster.
Roll.
That's a 17.
Oh, you can use your plastic.
Yeah, well,
while this is going on, I take a Fisher and I said, we're going to the police office.
But they have the body.
I've got evidence of the kill.
But we need both of them to get to the credit.
Right, you managed to carve out some of the gold, but the flesh is still very much attached. So you are going to have to find someone who can purify it for you.
Well, I'm alright with some blood.
I might just make
blood diamonds, but gold, salt, and really the same.
Good luck getting someone to accept it, though.
It's part of the flesh is on top.
It is interwoven in. It is one solid piece.
I'm gonna keep up. I'm gonna drag the body while they're talking.
I'm gonna drag the body down.
I have a golden flesh nugget.
Okay.
Did I get sufficient evidence for the killer lane to like describe something?
Did you? What did you do to get the body? Did you get a head? Well, did you take a wing?
He's taking the body.
Okay, your friendly paladin
fisherman is just dragging
the bodies.
That's not a fish.
The chaotic neutral paladin is dragging
not good yet.
The bodies.
I push him aside and I begin taking off the right wing of each of them and say, We don't need the whole thing.
I am feeling kind of peckish.
But if you're gonna take one wing, why don't you just take them both?
Both the right ones, so that we know they're both dead.
Do you think I could take them both off and surgically implant them onto my body so I could fly?
No.
Why don't you just take my head?
Actually, we're going to do that with enough, you know.
Old. Let them rest in
That's
peace.
True.
All right.
So again. I'm still down for taking the whole body.
Okay, he is determined to drag the body. You can figure out what you're doing, but he is dragging one of the bodies right now.
Right.
You might want to catch up with him.
Either take the head or take the bodies.
I'm not taking the... Rose wouldn't take the head off.
I'll
do it.
You shouldn't have said that.
You have two chaotic evil party That's members true. With you. Remember this.
I look up. Do I see the moon in the daylight? Is it
no.
Just, no. I turn away.
Are you going to let them cut the head off?
Well, I'm not looking right now.
Tug your ears too. It's going to get very gushy.
A tear starts rolling down.
So, Logan, you only have one sword with you. Roll.
This sounds interesting.
That's 11. What kind of modifier are we using here?
1d6, right?
No. He only has. Yeah, it's 1d6.
Double sword of chaos, right?
Yeah.
Is it like a dexterity check?
No, it's just a.
Is this a straight roll?
All of a sudden, there is another body. This one, unfortunately, is not burned.
Oh, sweet! I can collect another ward on my own.
And is alive.
Ah, shit!
And begins to scream as they realize that their body is also in front of them. Very much dead.
No, we're one of the cabinet check, right?
I didn't know I could perform necromancy by hitting things with a sword.
And since he's been dragging the bodies, we're like halfway through that path, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
which one is it?
Is it the monk or is it the ranger?
Roll a 1d4.
1d4 for you?
All right.
One.
We'll say it's...
I have an idea.
What?
Yours.
You want to just the ranger? Alright, as I see this thing just come up, I quickly run up and I shove it into the darkness on the side of the path.
Technically, it's
all
dark.
Okay.
Wait, hold
on. If New Erica shows up, just.
No, I have a better plan.
I'm already doing
it. Fuck! I was gonna make him our slave!
It's a her.
Corbin would be proud.
Alright, strength so check, I believe.
Grew.
Alright, so
no,
the bird no.
To make it
a not an advantage because no. You were rushing.
That's what I heard.
I wasn't going to seduce the bird right. Person. So I was going to beat the shit out of it and break its mind.
Actually athletic.
And maybe sleep with it. If I'm
going to
I am.
That you be, you okay, managed okay, to push it into the darkness.
Alright.
You see, I might be a fucked up man, so, but I believe in consent.
You see, as you pushed it in, the tentacles of the darkness, or as you now know them, the tails of the fox, wrap around the bird person and pull them in.
Ooh, what a waste.
Is the darkness lady still with us?
You no. Can't see her right now.
I can't see her.
She's somewhere in there.
Thank you!
Thank you just you. Hear a giggle.
Does it taste as good as I imagined?
Who said I was eating it?
That's disturbing. I like this.
All right. I'm glad you like the little girl boy.
She's going to absorb it.
Oh no, it's got the power of a bird now.
Does that mean the whole forest can fly?
You see the forest.
As that old meme goes, it does now. But it might mean the
we
fox
created
can fly.
A helicarrier out of an entire forest.
I knew food would come in.
Anyway, so you still have the two bodies in front of you.
Did he manage to cut the head off?
I mean, yeah, the head became a whole new body.
No, you still have a body there okay. With the head.
There was oh, the head. Okay, so I'm just gonna clip the head to my belt loop proudly.
Okay, and you are still dragging the other body, yes? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, y'all are headed down to town, yes?
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and be 10 feet in front of them. Just like...
You know you love me.
I enjoy this. However...
Your character does
exactly.
Not. Yes. All
I
right.
The police.
Love you.
As I get to the police station, what is the police station?
It's a guard station.
Just a guard station.
Do it. We've been here, so we know the area quite well, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I get to the tower.
You do get several odd looks as you are dragging a body, and one of your players, one of your party members, has a severed head on his hip.
What? Well, if you want some, like, I was going to eat it later, but if you want some,
we'll just seduce the DM.
Just a small child gives me a bite
right
glance,
back.
I'm just like, go ahead, have a bite. All right,
I
think he's the only one who heard me.
I heard you. I'm just choosing to ignore it.
I was too busy showing a severed head.
Too late.
I was too busy showing a severed head to a child and asking him to eat.
No, we have
like
to get
apple.
Reward.
Roll me a 1d10.
I feel like this is going to be bad. But let's find out. A 1, a 2.
I have a backup plan if this goes wrong.
7.
Lucky 7.
Right. You do notice that the child you are showing this severed head to is blonde haired and has gold eyes.
Oh, I was about to say, fucking Nazi, but the gold eyes, like. You're good.
It cocks his head and grins at you, and then runs away.
Oh, damn it! Well, I wanted to keep him. Somebody capture that thing, person, child. Well,
after reward, we just come back.
It just I turn around.
He's a child.
I knock on the guard.
What do you want?
I've got the wanted poster.
What? He snatches it from you and takes a look.
Need a reference?
Or two.
Well, where's the other wanted poster?
The other wanted poster?
Well, you've got two bodies here. Well, a body and a head.
Yeah.
Do I have the other poster? Okay, pull out the other poster. You said it was one poster before, so I was confused.
No,
it was
all right. It's fine.
They're obviously well damaged.
Wait, let me make a con save.
It's just toasted.
Look at it. Isn't he pretty? Look at it. Give me my gold.
You each get 25 gold for the birds.
25?
Well, it wouldn't.
The head deserves at least.
Oh, you wouldn't have gotten 24. More, but they're completely destroyed.
Well, no, this one's still intact.
I accidentally brought one to life, but this guy over here, it doesn't matter.
You what?
I'm progressive. Gamer. Is that better? Gender neutral.
Are you a necromancer then?
No, I just hit it with my sword and suddenly there was another one there and they started screaming at me. And then this man-woman-child thing threw him into the forest and he died.
Twice.
He died for the second time.
Where'd you go get all that?
You have your gold. Go away.
Rude. Can I have what
we still have the bodies?
Plus interest.
Huh?
We still have the
bodies. You still have the bodies.
I pulled the body with me.
Why?
It needs to have a proper funeral.
How did you just convince him to cut it too?
But we won't get more gold.
No. But it'd be alive again.
You? Sword.
Yes.
Body. Slave.
Okay. Slave? Again. Can I hit them both? I know you're going to turn one in. Can I keep the other?
No, it's my slave. I have the fishing rod, dang it!
I have the sword, so who's in the position to negotiate right now?
You can't control it when it's alive again.
Exactly. So it's up to me as to whether or not I use it.
Touche. But what about this sword I have and threaten?
I try to steal his sword.
I mean,
it shocks you.
Damn it.
Right, yeah,
he doesn't have a magic sword, though.
I mean, it's a nice fish.
You know that? No, you have the magic sword.
Isn't his sword just a fish? Just a big fish.
Yep. It's a great sword, but it'd be hilarious if it was
a swordfish.
What happened in the last campaign is it was a great sword that looked like a fish.
It's a swordfish now.
It's a swordfish. I don't go near it.
All right. What are y'all doing?
We can tag. Wow, that's quite the offer. I like tag teaming. Who are we tag teaming?
We've got more killing to do.
We can.
I go
both with. Have it as a slave.
While they're handling.
I love
this,
the fact
the
that
front,
he's planning to make himself a slave.
Yeah.
I go to the one wanted board again.
An extra fight.
And I check out the
very true.
The posters
that
the
can
posters.
Also protect you.
Again,
you see,
looking for the one
of
the biggest reward.
Him. This thing has a mind of its own.
Biggest reward.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could hit him, and he would just be in two pieces. Or he could duplicate himself. It's really up to chance.
At the moment, you see, the biggest reward is a tiefling.
But I can't control red and copper.
A large red tiefling.
But if we do it multiple times.
Does it say how much the reward is?
Well... You have a point.
2,000.
2,000. 50-50 means one out of two chances.
Any other questions?
Since you're the only one here, what do you think?
I think we should go for something easier. If it's 2,000 gold, it's probably going to be a huge pain in the ass.
You're right.
And we also have to think, how are we going to divide 2,000 gold?
Technically, we're not there.
We're not there.
Yeah,
500 gold each.
There's one for a 500.
500?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
So what do you say? You try to duplicate it, I try to catch it.
I say,
an earth element.
An earth element?
A young one.
We're going to attempt to create a slave today.
This could be good.
True.
It does not say what its crimes are. Well, you know.
Do the other books say what crimes were? None of them say what their crimes were.
I don't care what they did.
All you can tell is it is from the picture. You can tell that it's very young.
Hide the body after
and the location it was last seen was near a
so
new-ish mining
it'll be
village.
Hilarious. It'll be hilarious when you walk in the guard posts and the bodies we just brought in are alive.
That's
those other two. I can't say they're not useful. Roll up.
Are you just taking the one poster then?
Oh, is there any other for the mining?
Take them all.
Not that
not
you
there.
Can see. There may be another wanted poster board there.
You're going to create a slave today.
You're going to create a slave
today.
I'm going
to hit the body again and see if it conjures up another one.
Okay.
In the middle of town.
Let's do it.
In front of the guard tower.
One. That does it.
Okay.
That was a grim failure.
Like before, another body appears before you, looks down, looks at you all, screams, and is immediately in the sky and back to the forest.
Where they get eaten again.
No reaction time?
No.
This is bullshit.
Pure terror. Pure terror.
Back to the forest!
Yeah, as you look on, you see the tails reach out and snatch it from the air, pulling it in.
No! No.
Right now,
out of context, just grab every poster and move on, or just leave it out for...
You know what I have to say?
You know.
Do it again.
You know, if this was like a video game, you just...
I'll get my fishing rod with me.
You can.
Alright. I'll go in and take...
Are you using your fishing rod?
There's no... It's too...
That's
it's
not
you probably just wind up reeling back an arm.
Like a part of a wing?
Just a feather. A single feather. Right. I don't remember putting a lure on... Oh. He's dead. Like, dead.
All right. So, what are you doing with the bodies that you currently have in your possession?
Since we can't make a slave out of them, I will have a proper burial.
Throw them in the ocean.
Give me a leg first.
Give me a leg. You could have had the other one, but not this one.
Hey, very much
see this one.
The other one. Of the other one.
They're both dead. He killed him the first time.
All three of them are dead.
Why don't
all four of them are dead.
That's very true. Big sad.
Just sacrifice it to Poseidon. And be done with it. You have a god. Buy for favor. Yeah.
Bury the bird like you did.
In the air?
A poor life.
Like in the air?
Go! Fly again!
You see, you're just kind of like, you know, the cameras go,
Go, bird, go!
We just throw it in.
The kind of thing I pictured whenever I made that extra clone. The kind of thing I pictured is something akin to one of those videos of somebody releasing like a rabbit or a mouse, and then it immediately getting snatched up by an eagle.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I imagined.
Yeah.
I want to go to the nearest water source.
Yes. All right. There is a port in town. You can easily find that going down back towards the taverns as well as the other shops.
Right.
I do that.
All right.
I go a little bit off of the port, so we'll be not as creepy.
All right. Do you say any words to invoke your god or anything like that?
Burn in hell, fucker.
He's just like,
would not say that to your god. But that's just me.
He's not even offended. He just shows up and he's just like, excuse me?
Thank you, Poseidon, for your noble. Here is a farewell sacrifice and a noble warrior.
And some fried chicken.
As
you're not there. KFC. Oh yeah, that's not been invented.
I'm not there. Where the hell am I then?
I mean, nobody. Unless
you followed him, he's alone.
Oh. Actually, I'm going to start a new business. It's called KFA. Kentucky Fried Air Cocktail.
As you throw it in, you see a long tentacle reach out and grab it and pull it.
Wow,
if you...
Okay.
Do you want to roll initiative? Or not initiative, but insight to see if you know what it is?
Would you like to roll initiative to fight
your
tentacle?
No, we're not fighting the tentacle.
Is that a... Am I fighting...
What?
The Kraken?
That is, yes.
There's a bathroom in the middle, very middle of the house.
11?
Yeah, behind the
you
lock.
Know it to be a Kraken.
Oh.
Or at the very least, a giant squid.
That's awesome.
So Poseidon will take care of me when I summon the Kraken.
You hope.
Yes. Take him home.
And then I go fish for fishing.
Also, remember, Poseidon is the god of horses as well.
Of what?
Horses.
You know the thing Loki fought?
Yes, that thing. I love my
god.
Well,
it's not that he shoved it into there, he turned into
he turned into a mare.
Yeah.
See, once I get level 2 spells, I'm going to summon horses.
You are level 2.
Well, like, look, have spells. Level 2 spells.
Okay, because I'm sitting here going, you are level 2.
I'm not dead.
I guess I'll go ahead and grab.
And then
you grab the most
armor while I have the chance.
Roll it up.
All right.
I'll have like a separate like pocket for it in my bag. It's like hanging out.
Yes, I'll just buy some elven armor.
Well, you can try the marketplace, but there's no guarantee that it will be there.
I'll try it.
I still want to fish.
What do I have
for like an hour?
All right, you can begin fishing.
Head on top of the toilet, disconcerting. I don't know why it's upside down, but it's there.
It's not my fault, dude. All
right, what do I got to roll?
You're like going to buy armor or something,
yep.
Right? Yeah, I'll join him.
Alright, actually, you don't have to roll anything just yet. Okay, you head towards the armory. Mm-hmm. He is fishing. What are you doing?
He's heading toward the armory.
Yeah, they both are heading towards the armory.
You like him with?
Yeah, sure.
Alright, cool.
Why not torment the shopkeeper? Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Alright, you get to the shop. Mind. You walk in and you see that it's. You see that there's two shopkeeps.
Okay.
A dwarf and an elf arguing.
Uh-huh. Oh, this again.
Let me guess. The dwarf is just the face because he looks like the kind of guy that would be into blacksmithing, but it's actually the elf that is the blacksmith. Correct?
Possibly.
All right. This is what's going to happen.
You have to insight. You have to check.
I already knew this was going to happen. This is like the exact same thing that happened in Witcher 3.
I don't know what that is.
I know you don't. That's why I knew this was going to happen already.
He steps ahead of us right now.
Apparently, man. Because my mind is like a video game, apparently.
My life is like a video game.
Sorry, I should stop before copyright gets us.
That would be a good idea.
I didn't know that was copyright.
Yeah, Falling in Reverse, man. You know the emo band from the early 2000s?
Do you wish to approach the shopkeep?
Yes.
All right.
We all...
Hi there, we're here to get armor.
What type do you want?
Elven armor. This guy's kind.
We don't have that here.
Oh, shit, you don't. You have an elf sitting right there.
I'll take the better armor. Which do you think is better?
Well...
I'm trying to start an argument. Shut the fuck up.
What do you mean, which armor's better? Well, I'm the one who makes the armor here.
No, you're not.
Well, are you sure? Well, because he looks like he's rather adept at making armor as well.
I can't do two voices at the same time!
Ask him to improv with you.
Be an elf.
He's already short, he can be an elf.
That's Batman!
No!
No!
Would you just send them on their way?
No, this is an elf.
But I don't...
Right?
We don't have that armor.
Right? Better.
You know my armor.
Now
better. Anyway.
Now you're doing more of a German shepherd thing.
Sorry, what?
Oh, I forgot to listen. Do it all over.
I blacked out for about 20 seconds.
Only 20?
I told you we don't have that armor here.
Oh, no, you don't. He does.
I don't have it either.
Bullshit.
Go away. We're in the middle of an argument.
What's the argument?
Maybe
we can settle it for you.
I'll settle
it
for you.
Yes, maybe we can settle this argument.
You got 3 judges right here.
Yeah.
You got that 2 out of 3. Just saying.
You just want to fight.
No. I just wanted to watch.
Fight.
By the way, do you have a concession stand?
Do we have a concession stand?
Oh,
I think there's one down the road.
Some fried chicken.
Oh, yes!
Is he eating your head?
No.
No, it was
it's
a wing.
It's a chicken.
It was a very large one, but it was a wing.
What's he eating?
Where did you do that?
He's fishing.
Well, no, he looking.
Have you ever had Buffalo Eric Cochran wings? They're delicious.
You're a weird one.
Yeah. I've been called many things, but that is the kindest.
Oh boy.
Hold it down this time.
You what now?
I'm making myself hold concert.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Go ahead and tell us the argument. You want to just take my...
I think I'm right.
I feel a little woozy.
No.
Do you want a cup of water or something?
Do you need to sit down? Oh, you're modern.
Yeah.
Why are you traveling with these ruffians? Ruffians, what you call in ruffians? They're no ruffians.
That's the second nicest term.
He's keeping track.
That's right next to bastards. That's right next to bastards.
They are strange.
If you need legal help, I'm a politician.
Get out.
No.
Let me solve your argument, and I just need some splint.
Our argument is how to get you out of here now.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is now.
Oh my goodness. Two Eric Cochran's.
We have gold.
I already have my very large gold.
Give me the armor.
Can I have some armor too, big brother?
Yes.
I'll take the shiniest and strongest you have.
I don't want the shiniest, because the shiniest
just
needs
some
isn't very
armor.
Well worn. If it's shiny, then it's new, right? It's like you want to break.
You have a very valid point.
How much gold do y'all have?
250 over here.
325.
Let me take a quick check here.
You have like 50. I already know yours. You're the only one I could remember.
Equipment?
I get 280.
You're not here.
I know.
Where's my gold?
You just asked, so did you give the heads up?
The elven army you seek is going to cost at least 2,000.
I have jack shit, according to my
And that's
character.
The weakest part.
I have a sword and an
That might be enough to buy a helm.
That's about it.
We both know it doesn't cost that much. Elven armor is elven armor, after all. It's rare and enchanted, but it's not going to cost that much. At most, it would probably cost 1,000.
Yes, but you failed to insert the human tax.
There's a human tax.
Is it
at this shop is.
A soul? Can it be anybody's soul?
Get the gods. They're discriminating against people. Let's call racism. Hold them down.
Absolutely.
You.
Yep, that sounds like a plan to me. You're an excellent politician and a great liar as well.
We realize most of the shops are owned by non-humans. This is a non-human town.
We're the minority now.
We're the minority, yes.
That includes the guards.
We can still call racism.
Yep.
Then you're gonna get kicked out of town, but okay.
Aren't we all human?
We just start picking.
Except for the dwarf that's not here.
Do you want to just start a strike in front of the shop?
No, that would be. We need at least.
Here, my
elf dwarves are in there being racist as fuck.
Here, my dwarvish and elvish friend. I just need some splint armor, and I'll be out of your hair and leave you. Try to. If you get it to me. Without the human tax, I'll happily try to help you get rid of these two.
I have a better idea.
Is that
I cast fireball and hold it in my hand.
No.
You don't have fireball!
However,
is that a goddess of the moon emblem?
Do I have?
Yes.
Obviously she does.
Obviously.
Yes, it is.
Interesting. You wouldn't happen to know anything about what's been going on up on the forest, would you?
It's
what
gone.
Are you doing now, woman?
It's gone.
I'm getting information. Go away.
You need
information.
We all are looking
for what?
Armor.
What should we give?
You want information. We want armor. You're a blacksmith. We have information.
And
how would you know I'm the blacksmith?
Am I? Are you the elf or the?
I'm the elf.
The elf.
You seem talented like that.
You look very talented. Like that,
that statuette of a small...
That is my man. Husband.
I'm sure you go through moments where you regret it.
He is very stoic, isn't he? Doesn't move much.
You're looking at a statue of a gnome. My husband's over there.
I take the gnome, I hand it to him.
I still fail to see the difference, but anyway, I have a question.
Are you calling me a gnome, you rat bastard?
I'm not a rat, I'm a human. That's racist!
I'm gonna break the gnome over his head!
I take the gnome, hand it to him.
Roll the dodge.
It's gonna hit you in the face.
17!
Okay. I walk over.
It smashes against the wall.
I walk over, I grab a shard, I hand it back to it. Try to.
I like pissing. Roll.
A 5! You hit me.
I hit you!
You see, that wasn't very nice. All I wanted was information. And you come in here.
No.
They and belittle my race. And then you refuse to give me
information. We want the armor.
I want information too, like this human tax. What is this human
funny.
Tax?
Aren't they though?
None of us here are curious as well about this human tax that they go on and on about.
Woo!
It's simple. We give information for information and armor.
I would do that trade if I would have had a mysterious force looming over my city for several decades, only to have 4 or 5 adventurers go in and come back out almost unscathed.
And not only that, but the forest turned swallowed everything.
It did. It swallowed several.
But that's just the beginning. So if you would like to hear more, then divulge what needs to be divulged.
I think we're looking for
what
a discount now.
What is this human tax that you speak of?
The human tax, my
dear
boy.
Don't trade information for information.
Is the tax upon the entire town set by the mayor? For any humans who are misguided enough to come here.
What is with the people in being racist against humans?
It's the humans that set the original...
Tax.
No. The original humans set the tax, yes. The original humans are the ones who bound the Guardian of the Forest.
Then why are we
mad at it then?
Because it's the Guardian of the Forest, you moron. No one could go up there because of the humans.
No wonder.
Wait, I'm pretty sure not the entirety of the temple was humans.
Not the entirety of it. It was definitely a mixed bunch.
Yeah,
it was started by humans, is the point.
But
it was ran by humans.
So you didn't like the monks, correct?
Okay, so it was a good thing that we...
Well, it's a good thing we killed all of them!
You what?
Yeah, we destroyed everything!
High five all around, everybody!
They both run to the thing, to the door, and just look. This isn't good.
Well,
do you think?
Great.
What, don't you like
we
nature?
Killed them all.
I like nature. Why don't we free them? Free nature.
Yeah.
That's what we wanted to begin, isn't it?
It's killing
them.
You released the fox.
Fox?
Sort of, yes. Mm-hmm. She's sort of just still in there hanging around.
She's chilling.
Yeah.
We're cool with
it. Now she can fly.
She can what now?
I'm not there, but...
We'll get to that later.
The best I can do for you is, what did you have before? The stuff that you, the armor that you had that you weren't supposed to have.
The
studded leather plus 3.
Yeah.
The best I can do is that for now.
Yeah, I'll take that.
My AC isn't, it's close to my AC, that's the thing.
Yeah, I'll definitely
Then you have splint armor, maybe plus 1, you think you could make that for me? Maybe even splint plus 2. That would be really strong.
How much do you have?
325. Splint is only 200.
Make it 250, and I'll even carve the emblem for your goddess.
Wow. this sounds pretty good. Hmm. Oh, by the way, do you have anyone that needs killing? I took the entire wanted list, and I'd like to do y'all a favor.
I don't know.
Hmm. I will have to think about it.
All right, well,
you only have like 50 gold, don't you?
I have jack shit according to my character sheet. It wasn't like...
You had 50.
I had 50?
So
because you chose being poor.
Yes.
Meaning he's supposed to buy your stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alright, so Toby,
you
what is your AC at now?
Right now I'm just 16.
No, probably. Add your new stuff.
What is it? Splint plus one, plus
yes.
two?
Yes, plus one.
Plus one.
For now.
Okay. Splint plus one, that would make me, that would put 17 plus one, so 8.
Alright.
Now I'm about to take it anywhere.
I was thinking that.
No, you're equal.
I was thinking that.
But you have more AC, or HP, excuse me.
Well, when I have both my weapons out, I will have plus one AC.
For us to buy you more.
Can I buy him leather armor plus two?
How much is that usually?
Leather armor is 5. 5
gold. That's cheap.
But yeah. Plus.
I'll allow it.
Plus two is.
Well, I mean, he's a wizard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a head on his hip. Why does he have a head on his hip?
Do you want the head?
Do you want the head? Do you want a bite?
I want the beak.
The beak?
Do not buy it.
The beak. What?
What are you willing to trade for the beak?
Just give me the beak.
What are you willing to trade for it?
I'll carve the head into your armor. How about that?
That's kind of messed up.
Let's
do
it.
Drink it.
It sounds
like
you want bone armor.
I mean,
I want something that'll give me a better armor class.
All right. So when the armor is returned to you, you see that it is the Eric Cochran likeness face, with part of the beak sticking out of the armor in the chest.
That's sick in two different ways.
What can I say? I am creative.
I like people who are creative. You have earned my favor.
Hey, so Todd doesn't feel left out.
Can you... Don't think you do, darling. I think we should get them out of here.
Wait, we have one more thing we want to buy. Let's get this guy some armor. We have a friend some ways away. We'd also like to buy armor for him.
So what?
Or could we just say he fished up some armor?
What kind of armor would that be?
Can I get a coral armor?
Coral armor? Oh, that would be cool.
It'd be heavy as hell, though, because it's made out of rock.
Coral is a living thing.
It is?
Oh, yeah,
coral. I'll allow it. You gained favor with Poseidon. I'll allow it.
Found some cool armor, yeah.
To make it also fair, also, do you want me to, like, also give him money?
What?
For Poseidon?
Yeah.
For coral?
I mean,
like, yeah, like sacrifice.
No. Let's see. You gave him a sacrifice. I'm going to split to him for just a second.
Okay.
While you are fishing, you feel a giant tug on your rod. Hey. So hard that it pulls you into the water.
Oh, shit. Wait, do I have water breathing?
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't have water breathing.
Man,
while under, you're not going to be under there for long. While under there, you can feel something almost like it's crawling on you and hardening. As you surface, you take a look and you realize that the coral from the reef from below has now gone over your original armor as a living
armor.
Just get it water every now and then.
Yeah, you gotta water.
Be a good idea.
Just
water.
Create water.
We'll say it'll add
a
plus. I
carry a water skin on me, not for myself,
water.
But for my armor.
For now.
So where,
it is a living being.
You get spikes, so that's actually pretty badass.
Yeah, that would be sick.
That would be really cool.
We'll see about it.
Wait, what?
Maybe it's one of those level up armors.
Spike pull armor.
Yeah. I'll allow almost anything to level up. Like I said before, above board, this is a chaos campaign, but it is also a homebrew campaign. If you come up with something that you think is really cool or you really want to try or have, bring it up.
That's basically what this was.
Because I'm more likely to say yeah, especially if the more creative it is.
Mm-hmm. Also, I was going to ask, what kind of armor was it that I had gotten the Eric Cochran face implanted into?
Well, no, it's not implanted. It's a carving.
Yeah.
It's leather armor. It's a carved leather armor piece that just has the beak implanted.
Okay.
So it's just the visage of an Eric Cochran's head and then the beak coming out of the chest.
Yeah, it's not the actual, like, Eric Cochran's face.
So I'm just going to...
You take a blow hard enough, that beak sense that.
I'm curious as to what the beak
has. You hug someone hard enough?
Like that's, it seems like that's an important detail, especially the focus on the beak.
No, if you body slam someone, they'll take piercing damage.
Yeah, perfect.
And so I just run into them at full speed.
With your arms out.
I'm all out of spell slots.
I've already used my daily. I'm all out of spell slots. I don't have anything left to do. All I have is a stick. So I'm just going to run full force into the enemy and hope I kill them.
Okay.
Also, how many fish did I catch?
24.
Why didn't you just roll for it? You can roll for that.
Pick and choose.
Yeah, well, 5d20.
You caught 187.
He was only fishing for an hour.
Oh,
I'd say with Poseidon's favor, you caught about 24.
That would make sense, sweet.
So, back to the game. What are you doing now? Aside from admiring your new living armor.
Ooh, a piece of candy.
I would not eat it. You are still human. Do not eat it.
I'm going to eat it. But it's like, ooh, a piece of candy.
I would be careful. You might want to roll initiative, or not initiative, but insight.
Ooh, piece of candy. Roll initiative.
Already dead.
Womp, womp.
You know it's random coral. You don't know what kind.
It looks like a sweetheart.
Huh?
It looks like sweethearts.
Did the elf and the dwarf have anyone they wanted murdered?
Yeah. They're just walking back.
I'm very good at murdering.
I don't want anyone murdered, but I do want information.
Okay.
From neighboring towns.
Neighboring town. Wouldn't be a coal mining town, would it?
Yes, I've heard issues about a young elemental being forced out of its home.
Forced out of the home. I fish around
so
and find another poster.
Now?
Huh?
So we're the ASPCA now. Is that what you're getting at?
No. I just want information. It's all up to you on what you do. Like I told you before, above board, you guide the story.
Okay.
You choose what you want to do with this information.
I pull out the Earth Elemental pose. I turn around to this one, perhaps.
Yes, that is the young.
You want it dead?
I won't want it dead.
You want it alive?
Yes.
I will be 500
How alive?
Hmm?
How alive?
Half alive, quarter alive?
Alive and
alive.
Well.
Do you want it?
Yes.
You want it. If you want it here, 4,000, 5,000.
Nice try. I'll give you double what the poster says.
1,000.
Yeah,
2,500.
I get visibly sick. 1,500. At the very least.
Roll persuasion.
Dang, my charisma sucks. That's a 10, probably.
Allow me to assist with him. My charisma is stupidly fucking high.
Don't you try to mess with my wife. Don't try to swindle her. Or you'll have my axe in your head.
I'm not going to swindle her with this roll, okay? 20. Seduction.
You'll have me axe in your head.
David, that'd be funny.
The wife,
shit, just to see the wife. Just
the wife.
I like you. And
the wife
walk over.
The wife turns around. The dwarf.
I could. No, the dwarf is just
watching her walk over. Dog mural and
exactly.
No, she is immune to the seduction.
The vampire seduction have no use on the common working.
But is she immune to mine? No.
You're going to get an axe in the face!
With slow motion.
Only if I get to ask you a question.
That
was a joke.
Have you ever tried to catch an earth elemental? You can't put them in a cage, they get out. You gotta take it piece by piece.
And not only that, but it's like...
It's a baby!
And not only that, but it's also like catching herpes. Once you've got it, you really don't want it.
I guess you'd better get going then.
Well, 1,500.
Depending on the condition, you may get a bonus.
Alright. Pure.
Try not to vomit.
Going for it.
We could just lure it with us. Like, you just hold up a shiny something or other and it comes with us.
Yeah, don't. We back away.
How about I just...
Well, it'll come again.
It'll follow,
do you
sure.
think they'll actually be able to do it?
How about I just strip naked?
You know we will!
I give them a week.
We'll be back in like 3 days.
You were working your way towards the armor place because you knew that's where we were going.
No, I didn't know. I'm just going towards like center of town.
Alright. Well, I know our first instinct would be head towards the fishing hole to look for you. Oh, what if you were to call one of us to your location?
Or we could just all go together and be like, hey, we got armor for you.
Oh. I didn't believe you never got armor for me.
If you can dodge plate armor, you can dodge a ball. Just Power Rangers style fuses to your body like
Coco Power Rangers. Alright, we all head to the center of town.
I'm morphed. I'm a morphing Power Ranger.
What kind of armor are you wearing? Investigation.
The sexy kind.
You'd be the Salmon Zord.
Investigation probably.
You know that it's coral.
May I do a check?
Can I recheck?
What kind of check is this?
Investigation.
Investigation.
11 probably isn't.
10 plus...
You should inspect it.
Can it be insight?
Yeah. I probably should.
Yeah.
You can have insight.
Yes!
Okay.
Because I had negative 1 in the...
What kind of modifier would you 10?
It's coral.
It's coral!
So,
I will say, you know, one piece of coral on it is brain coral.
I'll take
on your arm. You know that there's brain coral.
It definitely looks like a brain. I like it already.
My brain's getting bigger. I think he wants to use his passive.
Yeah, 19 passive investigation.
You ever seen?
You can decline it if you want.
You're a politician. You wouldn't know anything about coral.
I'm a very well-read politician. Thank you very much.
He's a politician. He wouldn't know anything about coral, but he can most definitely lie about knowing about coral.
Right. So, you know the one on his head is brain coral.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is the...
And the rest is living coral.
Fantastic.
That's what you know.
Wait, my brain is the eastern oceanic coral of the great white whale. I'm just kidding, I don't know anything about it.
Wait, I'm missing a bite. Yeah, I'm missing that one of these.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that...
Oh no, it's right here.
Is that not mine?
No.
How the heck did I get it?
I probably rolled it over here and you saw, oops, shiny.
I've done that before. Okay, so, what are y'all doing?
I pulled up the poster of the Earth Elemental.
Okay.
A dice tower was built.
No,
a dice tower does not.
See, I accomplished my goal, so I'm not mad at all.
I hold the poster up. I show it to Mr. Fisher. We gotta capture this. It's in the mining town.
We can do
you
that.
You game?
You game?
Oh boy. No.
It's for 1,500 gold.
It's okay.
1,500 gold. We'll get it back
at most.
The fishing rod cries. The fishing rod takes over.
No, 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 no. You can't. No, don't.
Later.
As you try to throw, the hook catches your pants and you fall forward.
No, don't do it.
Is this how I can fly now?
No. No, I imagine.
No. You are now on your face.
Before we go, I'd like to learn how to make golems.
Do you want to learn how
to make golems?
Yes.
I guess you want to stay at the library and study for a week. All right.
Make me a mech suit golem.
No, this is purely so we can capture the earth elemental child. I can make an earth elemental golem, and it will play with the child, and it will lure the child back with us.
You're making a pedophile.
Making a pedophile.
I have a rod.
What is the elemental equivalent of candy?
Rocks.
Is it
rocks?
Or gems?
Shiny.
Anything
shiny.
Good point. Alright, let's make a pedophile golem and lure the child away with shiny things.
Well, what if we try the magic fishing rod? It worked well before.
Last time it killed, like, everything.
Exactly!
No. The dwarf mentioned that we were going to kill them, so we had to kill them.
That's also true.
We better just get going at first. We'll figure this out along the way.
Y'all killed them. Y'all went...
Ding! Grab the book along... the book as we pass the library.
I helped at the temple.
You helped the final time. You helped to destroy everything.
So on our way...
Which is why his instrument is level 2.
Very well. Out of...
Is that what they call
on our way out of the town, towards the mining counties.
So why do you destroy things with our weapons?
Because he tied everything
together. He got the two things together.
He got the two big bads together.
And then he
did it very, very impressively by killing them with their own powers.
Powers? What?
Sword powers.
I remember.
I'm like, what if I do this? And she allowed it, and she's like,
the fridge right there.
I don't know if we have water, if you want water.
Alright, I'm going to make a gold.
Alright, we stop at the library before we go to the coal mining place.
Assuming there's a very spell in here somewhere.
So he just sits outside, just in his wheelbarrow, just...
Nerd!
Everyone who walks in, nerd!
Is that like a candy shop?
Pass me a book, I'm bored.
Candy shop?
Like a candy shop?
Sure.
There's a candy
shop? I buy candy.
You're going to buy candy, okay.
Well, I don't know.
There's
if it's
also
a
gym worker's guild.
Never mind. I don't know if it's a kid yet.
No, I showed you.
You
the
know
poster.
It's a kid.
Okay, then I.
There's
buy
also
candy.
A gym worker's guild, a goldsmith's guild, and silversmith, goldsmith, silversmith, thieves guild, wizardry temple or tower or whatever, or mage's guild. Of course, a library, because he's obviously in it, because that would just make no sense if there wasn't a library.
You can say
that. I'm actually going to spend some quality time with Big Bro and read some books and learn things.
We will again? Just...
Push harder. God.
I can't
move
this, don't worry, push harder.
So what are you two doing?
Words.
Well, these two are
so
reading.
Those two are in the library, I'll join him in a. We go try to find the candy shop. Or, but. I said, candy's probably not the best thing for luring an earth golem. Isn't there a gin working shop nearby?
While y'all are talking about this, you see a little blonde boy run through you.
Like through us?
No, just.
Like
between.
In between.
You.
Rude!
It looks
roll
back.
Roll dexterity to capture him very quickly.
No, you two aren't there!
Yeah, you two aren't here.
In the library. You went to the library.
Yeah, you're at the library. I'm talking about these, just these two. It looks back at you, giggling, and you see a flash of gold eyes. As it turns,
can you get to him?
And runs away.
No one does that.
Witch!
I don't know exactly what it is, so I can't
catch
that one. I can't do that.
Try it! He's getting away. You know what? Fine.
It's gone.
She already said it was gone, too.
Or he's gone, I should say.
He's gone.
I keep calling him an it, I'm sorry.
I see that damn child again.
He's just a little blonde boy.
Have I seen this golden child yet?
No.
I have.
He's seen
him. For certain. Both of us.
You two have seen him.
I think
you're the only one. Roll perception.
So you mentioned.
Okay, you both realize that he has yellow or gold eyes. Yes. Damn, 18 even, both of you.
I also have plus 5.
Disguise is just about anything.
I got 23.
What are you talking about?
We're theorizing.
He told me about the golden haired child with golden eyes. Uh-huh. And I remarked to him that sometimes golden dragons enjoy coming into town disguised as anything. They will come in disguised as parakeets. They actually don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I feel bad for whatever pedophile goes after that child.
All right,
kid, come back here. Shuts the door and locks it. Now let's begin the fall.
Well, I guess you'll just have to find out later.
Alright, well, do you follow me to the gym guild?
More than likely.
The gym workers guild or whatever?
No, really. Golden Dragons are
great. I want to go to the candy shop.
Alright, go to the candy shop. I'm going to the gym.
Am I what?
Golden Dragons are very what?
Good.
Good. Mm-hmm. Extremely good.
Like, lawful. Mm-hmm. As fuck.
You someone breaks the law in front of the kid. The kid, you shouldn't have done that.
Interesting fact about golden dragons. They are the only dragons that can fly.
I've never seen a child fly before. They can fly with all of their powers while polymorphs into just about anything. A golden parakeet suddenly just blasts fire at you.
There's like a tiny little fly. It scratches you.
With like 40 something damage.
Exactly.
Just what was that?
No, at that point it flies down your throat and then transforms back.
Roll in the shop.
Yes.
That's an excellent execution.
Go to the shop.
Cool. I'm gonna go with you.
Alright. Are we going
it's
to the gym
golden dragon,
school?
Isn't it?
Hmm?
It's actually a golden dragon, isn't it?
I don't know, is it?
We've given her the idea.
We have to wait to find out. That's called metagaming.
Like you did it.
All I said was it had golden eyes.
We're the one who's decided.
But then again,
I told him because I had seen it.
Who's Eris?
And he didn't. So I was just like,
the goddess that gave y'all abilities.
Time of the day. What kind of weird idiot?
You're like chaos.
Eyes, the blonde hair. At first I thought he was a Nazi.
Alright. We go to the gym guild or whatever it's called.
Okay.
The gym place.
Time to break out!
Not that kind of gym.
My intelligence is -1.
Don't worry, I have enough intelligence for both of us.
Then I have enough intelligence to compensate.
I am sentient enough to be intelligent.
You see, as you enter, you see several goblins working on gems.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
You two are not with them. You are still in the library.
Researching clay golems,
awesome. Yeah,
yes.
Clay golems.
No computers.
No computers?
No. We make a computer.
We make how to make computers, and then we make a goddamn computer.
I'm actually an engineer that studies this kind of stuff.
Look, I've just created something. I call it the World Wide Web.
No.
Can we walk into the gym?
Okay, we need to name it after our
We see the goblin.
You see that there are several stalls for different types of gems.
Rogan's.
Green?
I don't really care for the top of it.
I think we need emeralds.
Yeah. So shallow.
Make ourselves.
What's the... What's the cheapest?
A lawyer.
I have goblin.
I often have Logan goblin.
Oh, yeah!
Logan and Rogan's coin.
In goblin. Where's the cheapest gems?
Call the people you trust.
That'd probably be the rubies.
The rubies! Oh, thank you!
Still, give them a high five.
Imagine you have a lawyer.
High five. I go to the rubies.
What do you want?
I need shiny.
We need
shinies. You're not there.
What, you had a wife?
You didn't talk to sleep.
No,
you're off.
I haven't spoken.
Who are you talking to?
Absolutely.
You?
They're a little bit schizophrenic. I'm not actually here.
This campaign's only inside Sarah's head. We're done.
It really is. You have no idea. It's played like a little cartoon.
Can you hear me?
Can you?
When I
Can
take
I
my
really hear?
When I take my schizophrenic medicine, my entire D&D group see.
We need a handful of these, and we'll be on our way.
And gone.
Why aren't you getting a handful of ambience? No.
You're not there.
You know exactly what
you're saying. It's party time tonight.
Okay,
bro.
I'm going to investigate.
I can give you 10 for 100 gold.
Ooh.
Do hurry.
Trade them for whatever shiny thing you have.
Do you like fish?
Remember?
I have fish.
Don't you have those golden nuggets?
That's roll like for
What happened to those?
Above table. I'm just going to make this pitch. Every time we have to trade or make any kind of negotiation, that's going to be how we open it up.
Fish.
Do you like fish?
That would be a good idea.
Do you like fish?
Roll
you
for.
I do have a golden flesh nugget. I forgot.
You're not here!
I was just remembering that I had a golden flesh nugget. Okay.
I'm gonna investigate, see if I 18. Can find a book on the golden making.
Yeah. Just...
Okay. Do investigation.
He wants to use his passive.
You can say no.
I know I can say no!
He says no.
I just, you know.
She said no.
I can just passively look around.
Be quiet, big boy. Let the DM speak.
As you look, you can tell that there is a spot where the book would be.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to go talk to the librarian.
Are there any other books in for the subject on that shelf?
You can see Silver working. And... basics on telling different gems apart.
Swing and a miss.
No.
Why would that be? What would those things even be in there? I mean, you would see, like...
It's a library.
They're metal workings.
No, tell us what.
I'm trying to make it like gold. Yes. Any of those things...
Oh, I thought you said gold. Like, okay.
You see my gold, not my actually gold coming
down. You see several
like
different books on... elementals.
The mage.
One specifically on Earth Elementals. You can check there.
Yes.
How much is that?
What was your...
18.
18. How much fish?
One by one.
You still have 24.
How many fish are you looking for?
How many fish for 20 rupees?
No.
Rubies. I said rupees.
Hey! Yeah! Go mow the lawn.
You get 20...
If you want rupees, go mow the fucking lawn. If you want rubies, go to the mine or trade some fish for them.
This is the plan.
You need 20.
20.
I think one fish for rupees sounds really good.
20.
That's a great deal. He catches the best fish
ever. Okay, well, we can keep the four remaining.
20 for 10? Wow.
That is fish for precious gems.
Yeah.
Can we get 12?
He straight up catches the best kind of fish. What's your favorite kind of animal, taste-wise? He's got one. He's got several in there. Guarantee it.
I didn't ask what variety of fish for.
I'm guaranteeing it.
I'm glad
he's confident in the fish.
You're really good at negotiating. Yeah. Where did you get that from?
Roll of persuasion.
Hey, your persuasion's trash.
Minus one, so 9.
Try to persuade
a goblin to
take out the wrong fish and try to persuade them it's the right fish.
I wouldn't
it's
do
a,
that.
It's the left fish, not the right fish.
I'm telling you, whatever a goblin's favorite type of meat is, he's got a fish that tastes just like that.
He had the goat fish before. I got goat flavored fish.
I've got fish flavored fish.
Wait, you only?
I've got Eric Cochran flavored fish. Or that might just be Eric Cochran though. No.
Good. Yeah, any type of fish, variety tasting of other animals, he's got.
You ever eaten tiger? Now you can.
Also,
You're not here!
Since I'm in the library, I want to find a couple of books on enchanting jewelry and jewelry making. So I can make my flesh nugget into a necklace. My gold flesh nugget that I carved out of the air.
I was also surprised you didn't do that while you were at the armory.
Roll.
Or use your passive. Or you can ask me and I can, you know, look around before you.
How about this split?
No, I went to the. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I grabbed my book. I found it. I'm gonna go to the librarian.
Can we? How about we both like team up on this and go looking around because you've already found the book on the golem.
Yes.
So let's go. I'm gonna roll, and if you want to roll two.
Oh,
17. And this is for investigation.
Yep.
Okay, so I got the natural. I got a 9 on the roll, but I got 15 right here.
All right, you find a couple of books on metalworking and necklace or jewelry making.
All right.
What were you looking for?
The exact same thing.
He was looking for enchanting.
Enchantments, yes.
Okay, you found the enchantments then.
Awesome. All right, now
let's make an eye.
But right. So they start getting it.
40 rubies awesome. For 20 fish and 100 gold.
And let's leave a socket in the middle of the eye. What if we do the pupil would be
doing? Now, fish phenomenon already quite there.
Gem.
Now, these are fish.
Or
they are
a very long gem.
A port town!
Can you do like 80 gold instead of 100?
Where the pupil is.
Yeah, the gold's
you are wasting my time.
I did that. Let's do that.
But I will be giving you the 20 fish. And
150 gold, then.
Okay, here's 100.
A pleasure.
Grab. Thank you.
Thank you. Come again.
Get any cats laying
there? They're all rubies.
They're all there.
Oh,
I just grabbed rubies.
Yeah,
okay. Poor baby.
Fun.
I don't know if she was rubies or not.
You have four.
I was thinking of if I came across some kind of...
Pull out my swordfish.
Pull
out my flail and my sword.
Something special. I want to enchant a necklace, and then I want to take a gem that also has its own separate...
We start heading back to the library.
Yes.
I'm
going to
do the potion
for it. If I find something like that later on, I can just socket it in.
Okay. You want to go to a potion store.
Correct.
You want a potion store or you want an apothecary to make your own potions? Or one of both?
What about alchemy?
Yeah. Cloven exchange, motherfucker.
I want to go learn. Try to make my own potions.
I want
to
make a homunculus?
He wants to go learn. Alright.
So you'll want the apothecary then?
Yes.
You should stop giving me ideas.
Oh.
I said
I wanted to make a homunculus. I didn't expect her to draw off of that.
Alright, we got a book of enchantments, a book of jewelry making, and a book of
golem making.
Yes. We can make a giant shiny golden golem. Just give it infinite power.
Rise, my child, and destroy the world.
You know, at some point, I'm probably going to kill both of them.
That's fine.
Okay.
I fully support it.
Them for us. Gerald the Golem.
Gold-eyed child. Remember this.
Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, just name the Golem Saitama.
Does he get
anyway,
one punch?
So, you are going to the apothecary.
Mm-hmm.
How much gold do you have left?
180.
Just okay. Loaded up with speed and kitness.
I had 280. Okay. I was trying to get a cheaper deal.
You're fine.
Didn't work out.
Just
well, he should. Guy. She should have given the gold, not you.
Shaking and you see a golden
blur. She didn't have any.
I had enough.
Yeah, she had enough.
Just has a
so
giant
you should probably get at least half of your gold back from her.
You had money left over?
Yeah, she had exactly 100. No. Why do you think I was charging 100?
No, I don't have any gold left. Beat a 13.
I love when players self-medicate.
Self-medicate?
Medicate.
Wait, what am I going for?
You gotta beat my roll. Yeah.
You give.
I called your bluff.
I want 75% back.
He did give fish.
All right.
I mean,
so while
here's 50.
Doing all their shit. Let's do it all in super.
75.
Yes. What?
75% of 100 is 75.
I do the math. I do the math badly. Persuasion, because bad math. He's got a neg one intelligence. This is how it is.
You're a man with the numbers, aren't you?
Also, wait, you never persuaded me for 75.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're the one who was trying to disprove that.
What do you want to get that? Caught me there.
So you give him 75.
Only to me.
You did add your...
The 25.
Yes.
Enchantment of fire.
I hate when every time I'm like...
Prepare to die!
Okay.
Any qualms with that?
I have no qualms with this.
All right, that's the hit. No, let's see.
I'm now confused about what two of my
players. Wait, I only have 75 gold left.
What else do you want to do?
Now I have zero.
Yeah, should we go for the chest?
I half that back.
I think if we're going to go for the chest, we're going to need to add durability to the chest.
15.
15? Sure, we'll take 15.
I'll give you 20. I'll be fair.
Alright, so you add 55 to your total in.
Yeah, but I feel like that's better because it's lighter and more, there's more chance.
So, you have gone to the apothecary. Do you want to do a insight check to, or investigation, I should say, to look around?
Okay.
Are you with him, or...?
I would go to the pre-made potions store.
All right, you've gone to the pre-made potion store with 15 gold.
With 20.
I mean, I feel like Muslims are being more...
15.
No, I gave
very wide.
Okay, so...
Very good.
Yeah, but I think speed, though, I think...
Like, so anything else that...
We'll add the legs.
We'll add the legs later.
Investigation?
We just gotta go from the top down, okay?
Yeah, that's
very true. And it's an apothecary. It has potions, ingredients, and such.
Right, I have an egg one in that.
Let's see.
Seven. You see several. Strange ingredients in bottles, but you also see...
That sounds like a plan. Like, what kind of...
A package deal.
That gives it a lot more...
But you're not too sure what it is, so maybe you should ask the storekeeper.
Like 20-something.
That sounds like...
I asked the storekeeper. What is this strange package deal?
Fire ring...
It is for students, usually.
I will be a student.
I see. Then you're going to want this, at the very least. It should come with a full stock of the potions you will be needing for now. I would suggest... when you get to it, paying very close attention to page 394.
Oh, actually. A leg. And...
what are these things to the feet?
Yes.
394? Correct.
Miracle of life.
Do you want to do a investigation or insight on the man in front of you? Because obviously you didn't get the hint.
Oh my god. It's beautiful.
Because there's 300 and some pages.
Yeah, we gave it.
I mean, I do have negative one intelligence, so...
Just roll something.
30 strength. 19. 480 movements.
Is it persuasive? I got plus five.
Take one step, Gerald.
It's just what you can see. Okay. What is your passive?
Of what? Intelligence?
Insight or investigation or...
Nine.
That's cut away.
You know the man to be extremely tall, pale, with a crooked nose... and lanky, black hair.
That can shoot lasers.
Stay.
Okay, we've been over here making gold. What are you guys up to?
He's buying something.
I'm looking to buy.
That will be 50 gold.
Okay.
Let's crash this shit with our new golem.
That sounds like a plan.
I really wouldn't do that.
We come in riding on the shoulders of a giant golem with laser eyes moving 480 feet per second.
Hello! It's more like, eh!
You really want to do that?
I'd like to see you stop.
Wait.
A gold parakeet lands in front of you.
Wait.
I'm kidding. Correction.
They're running
like
next to me.
Patches.
I want to wipe their head off on them. Run by me.
Just clothesline them.
Good luck. It's got like 30
seconds. I'm going for your head. Both of y'all.
Fishing rod. Clotheslining. Y'all. Not the golem.
Riding right on my shoulders.
Yeah.
It'd be really hard to clothesline us and not the golem.
Yeah. Well, all he has to do is wrap it around your neck.
Technically, if I do go for all three,
just a moment.
Head is going to be like cut off from the golem because you'll be.
Yeah, but it would snap.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. I think you're going to be able to stop some of the giant golden head moving at 480 feet.
But the tightness of the rope. Is going to cut off y'all's head.
Not necessarily the golems, just y'all's.
Just, yeah. And then I'll be fine just like skateboarding my way down.
And then now he has a golem on a leash.
Yeah. Now I can be the guy that controls the golem.
Well,
no,
so
as soon as they die, it would crumble. But
you know. Just so you know, we gave it like 21 AC, 600 HP, and it shoots fire beams from its eyes.
Did you roll any of this?
No. We're fucking around.
Yeah,
we
no.
We made schematics.
No.
Okay, rolling. Arcana.
Nat 1.
15. You drank too much.
What is yours? Say its AC is 15.
Its AC is 15? It's a giant golden
golem. I don't have to guess.
Okay.
It's made.
You have gold? You have that much gold to make it gold?
Gold?
Golden?
Is a soft metal.
But it's shiny.
It is shiny, but it's soft and very malleable, meaning it's going to dent very quickly.
That's true. Yeah, but it'll
lure the youngin'. Sorry.
All right.
We're going to lure the youngin'. Oh God! Hi.
Hello.
We have to lure the child. I'm not let you go.
Who were you talking to?
That was a friend of mine that moved up to Memphis, and they were just calling me. Apparently, they were drunk, and they just wanted to see what I was up to see if I could hang. But they're in Memphis, so I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah, hang on. Oh, totally. Right now, right here, yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally
like, sure, you can stay online and listen to us. Join this podcast.
Alright, so, into the Get Potion Shop, I want to look for a potion of giant strength or a pilfer of love. Both are.
Pilfer of love?
It's a love potion. You drink it, next thing you see. Oh!
You're in love with it.
The person who drinks it, next thing they see, they're charmed for an hour. Yeah.
Okay.
But also,
do you have enough gold?
We're gonna work on the
next day. I'm looking. All right. Really, I don't want the giant strength of the ocean back.
Roll me a.
So we can climb on the ceiling. You have the giant bathroom.
1d20 and a 1d10.
All right, we need gold. Or we're gonna get gold.
That's why we're trying to get there.
I thought you had enough gold. You're an aristocrat.
14 and 10.
My parents should have shit on gold.
Come on, Alan.
Yes, let's go bother our parents.
I need like 12 tons of gold.
No! We cut you off for a reason. Now go away! Both of you!
Why?
Now!
Why?
Slam! The door opens slowly. A giant of a man looks down at you.
Go
away.
Hey,
I was
now.
Work. Can I come in?
Slam.
They're both so very rude.
This is how they die. Right.
This is how they die. Yeah, I like that plan. Okay.
So...
Like you find a very small vial. What does the potion of the strength do?
The giant strength. Once drunk for an hour, I get strength of a stone giant, which would be 21, so plus 5. Only two more of what I have now.
It will allow you to find it.
I
take that potion
for the shop. It's like a tool album.
Do you steal it?
That's yes. Not the point.
I just remember
Scarger, please.
A man of very old age, with long gray hair on the sides.
Really well, maybe.
Are there any mountains around here?
Wait until your turn.
Okay,
hang on.
I hold up this potion.
What?
Did you kill the giant?
No, you idiot. It is brewed by a very competent potions master.
Are you not? You look as confident as anyone, my dear.
Yes, I am no potions master.
It was brewed by Professor Snape.
Who?
I'd like to
purchase it
later. I said it don't. I'd like to purchase this, my friend. I need
30 gold.
30 gold. Do you like earth elementals?
You are not selling off the earth elemental to two people.
Pardon? You know how long it's taken me.
Do you like rubies? I know these are very useful in making several potions. You could probably trade these to your potion-making friend.
You probably should have...
Five rubies.
Five rubies for this whole thing?
You probably should have opened them.
All right.
Set by the table. The potion.
20 gold.
Oof. I missed that part. I'm walking out.
The door slams in your face.
What happened?
They're very rude.
What happened to you?
See?
Gold as well.
Ten gold?
Ten?
I will accept that.
Okay. I take out my very almost empty bag. Count one. Four.
Two.
Is nine gonna work yet? I'm a little scared here. Eight. Nine.
Be gone, child.
Thank you. I hustle out. Oh, just give me out there. Just outside.
You feel that your bag is significantly lighter than you thought it would be.
Check the bag.
There's 5 gold.
Oof. See? They're very rude.
Does that 5 gold come back to me?
No.
I knew I should have let him have the extra 5.
Anti-swindling spell.
It just takes 5 gold every time you enter and leave.
It takes 5 gold when you try to swindle.
Alright, so I should have swindled him for more. Damn it.
That's a pretty good theory. Yeah?
I head out. I check the apothecary. It's Fisher's Water. Kyle, are you still in the apothecary?
Yeah. Alright.
I'm doing it outside.
Alright,
let's get yours done, and then we'll go to the next town.
Alright, what's going on?
Are you done at the apothecary?
Alright, let's pause this for a minute. What are you guys up to?
We're trying to get a shit ton of gold so we can build a giant golden golem.
Well, I was thinking even if we can't make a giant golden golem, I was just going to go with a regular earth elemental golem and give it an edge in combat, like by giving it a couple of enchantments, as well as making my flesh gold nugget into a necklace with that's shaped like an eye and it has a socket fixed.
They're trying to have a second adventure.
Men
not really, we're just trying to, like, have some fun with this one.
But anyway,
are you not having fun?
Well, yeah, of course I'm having fun, but I just want to have more fun by having a giant golden golem shoot lasers.
You realize you get that, and
it's all
you're going
harder,
to...
Yes.
Yes.
I'm cool with that.
No.
I was going to make a necklace out of the golden flesh. Like,
are you making the, what is it called... Above board, the Egyptian eye thing.
You mean the Millennium Puzzle?
Yes,
no.
The Millennium Eyes.
No, no. It's just shaped like an eye.
No, I want
it's
that.
Quite
no!
It's an eye pulled from a socket, coated in gold, and then hollowed out so there's a gem in it. So it looks really fucking messed up, but if you put a gem in it, it looks really fucking cool.
Yeah, and my idea was if I came across some kind of enchanted gem or something, I was going to enchant the necklace itself. So the necklace itself would give you an edge, but if I fixed a gem or...
Well, it's an aircrocker's eye, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
you haven't pulled the aircrocker's eye out.
No,
but he has not pulled the eye out.
Eye nugget.
Well, the nugget, the flesh nugget I carved out of them.
Was not on the face.
The uh-huh.
It would have been on the
you
body.
Could always carve. He has the head.
I was going to at least fashion it in the shape of an eye.
Why don't you just carve the eye out?
That's it. The plan and coat. Yeah, you dip the eye in the gold, man. That would look hard as fuck. Anyway, I'll do that.
Okay.
Nice.
I want to talk to you.
A hiding place for it too. Roll. A hiding place for it too. Just pop it back in the head when it's not in use. Kevin.
Arcana, right?
Arcana?
What was it?
Just roll.
The 7 on day.
I mean, it's a 7. That was just a straight roll. But I don't know what kind of modifier you apply to it.
No, it'd be something for steady hand.
Dexterity?
Dexterity.
So that would be
in performance?
No, wouldn't that be sleight of hand?
Yeah, probably sleight of hand.
Wait, well, I'll allow sleight of hand.
Alright, let me take...
Because that is dex.
The very bottom. Okay.
And that is...
Plus one.
Anything with your hand.
An 8.
This first attempt, you have damage to the eye.
And we can just all, like...
There is a second one.
Alright, I'll give it a shot with the second eye.
We have three...
Anyone else want to try?
Yes.
12.
You get the eye out successfully.
Sure.
How good, though.
It's like that scene from Tales from the Borderlands. Has anyone played that game?
I have not.
No.
When you gotta spork out the eye and you mess with the player.
Yeah.
Yeah. To complete that game, you gotta straight up just take the eye out of someone. And, but then a few moments later, you realize he was still alive, and, oof.
That's
interesting. Suddenly the severed head starts screaming for some unknown reason.
Man, I wonder why this man is screaming right now. Continues to spork eye.
Why is this body screaming?
Can you please be quiet? I'm trying to focus here. God.
Alright.
There we go.
So, we got the eye out. It's covered in gold. Now what?
How is it covered in gold?
Well, the gold nugget already?
Yeah, no. The gold nugget is a completely different thing.
Yes.
You do not have gold yet to cover the eye.
Well, I was talking about the...
Are you going to go to the goldsmiths, maybe? Or...
We could roll our con and just do it ourselves.
So you're going to melt a single gold piece to try and do this?
Yeah.
Roll for it.
You want to roll with me?
Subtract the gold piece. It's about to happen. Yeah.
Take this
right. Do y'all have any gold?
Yeah, they have plenty.
Yes. Yeah, I carved a piece of gold. We literally rolled the...
No. These two have done the same thing as well.
15. Hang on. Nice. That's all I need to say.
Nice.
You rolled a 6, I rolled a 9.
Nice.
Nice.
15 total.
All right.
On mine.
You...
Arcana. Plus 11 for me.
You successfully melt a single piece of gold to... pour over the eye.
Radical. Alright. Now I just need to hollow out the pupil to affix a gem later on. Do you wish for me to roll to hollow out the pupil?
You can do that when you have the gem.
When I have the enchantment?
Instead
of one.
I have a book of enchantment.
What kind of enchantment?
You don't have the gem yet.
Oh, shit.
He needs a gem.
That's right.
Hey, we're about to
what kind of enchantment should
right,
I
let's
apply?
Let's go find these two. Now that we've like fucked up a bunch of shit and we got all our information.
Do you at least know how to make a golem now?
Yes. I have a book of golem making.
And I still have those books of enchantments and jewelry making.
But it's going to take more than one roll.
To make a golem?
Yeah.
Myrokonda is really fucking high.
The chex is just so high, too.
Your mom's high.
It's your mom, too!
I know. That's fine.
Not in the game, it's not.
Oh.
That was that was
best.
Outside the game, we have the same mom. Don't tell them that. They might... They might not do anything at all with that information.
Oh my god, you guys have the same mom?
She's hitting herself in the head right now.
I love this campaign, I really do.
Oh god. I can tell.
Okay, let's meet up with those two, right?
Alright, you're meeting up in the middle of town?
Yeah,
I'm so
he's still studying in the apothecary. He's talking with the person.
Small plume of smoke. Shit, fuck that one.
I want to start working on making potions with the information I got.
Should you provide me with an adequate first couple of potions, I may be persuaded to give you better ingredients or books. He wants you to show aptitude.
I didn't know you could do this.
Okay.
Yeah, there's more stuff to it than you thought.
Well, I've been always going to the grid.
And you've got your potion.
Yeah.
And they've got their book.
Books.
And right now he is outside the apothecary playing with his new potion set.
Oh, I was outside the apothecary waiting on him, so we're checking it out.
Okay.
Hello!
Keep him away from your potions.
What's it been? 5 minutes?
Keep them away from the ingredients.
We're gonna need some gems.
And amphetamines if they come with that.
We don't have any gems.
If we did, the real question is probably use some really primo enchantments.
I take out a handful of gems. So there's seven.
Did you manage? Did you make to get a cauldron?
Only two here. Okay, what do you
I
want?
I go back in.
Enchantment? What do you want?
You forgot something, didn't you?
He would. Well,
yeah. What exactly kind of enchantments do you want in your own?
This is the one you need.
Everything you have, if you want.
Yes, it has a book and it has the ingredients.
Okay. Give me a minute.
What kind
of
enchantment?
Thank you.
10 gold, you get a cauldron, stir stick, and a thing to light it. Basically a portable flame.
Well, if you find them better.
Here's 10 gold.
Alright.
Where did you get the gems?
Did you sell drugs for these gems?
No, fish.
Oh, so essentially drugs.
Wait, we could get more gems.
We need more fish?
Or more gold, which I have.
Or more fish, or more golden fish.
A golden fish, that'd be special.
I'm not commenting. I'm not giving you any more ideas.
We should stop talking, too.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that. I have plenty of ideas.
Let's play D&D telepathy.
All right, everyone, let's practice.
How do you use that as a verb?
Telepathically.
Telepathically, thank you. We will play it telepathically.
I've killed all the players. The end.
Just the podcast goes dead silent for the rest of it, and then everybody's just like...
We are now switching to mind speak. Well, that was a fun campaign, guys. See you all next week.
That was such a nice, fulfilling end. Can you believe what happened?
It was wrapped up perfectly at the end there. Do you remember when I was standing on that huge rock with that giant titan's head?
That was really
good. 6 feet tall. Oh, so great. I did it myself, too.
Then that triple backflip when I had the long sword.
I was in the boat.
He was in the boat. So bad for him, but I mean, what's he going to do?
And now I can hear it.
All right. Back in game.
Okay.
Can I make the pulp potions?
What?
Are you going to make them right now in the middle of town?
I guess I'll wait.
You might want to read the book, maybe?
That's true.
Yeah?
Next free time.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
We are going to take a small break. We will be right back, guys. All right, and we are back. So the party has met back up in the middle of town. What all are y'all doing at the moment?
Well, we were sitting here talking about what we want to make. He was...
I'm mapping out a way to the mining town, the fastest route.
So why do you need the gems again?
So he's enchanting our... Fuck off the wall.
Yeah, so we can lure the child elemental.
Yes.
But isn't that what the...
What the gems are for?
Yeah.
Just I mean, partly,
make it
yes.
Both work. In case one doesn't work, we need a contingency plan.
Our last contingency plan is just killing it and collecting 500, but, you know, that's like getting the C rank on a mission, so...
I mean, like, we're approaching a child elemental. I treat it like wait, young spiders.
You
they
know...
They don't know how to control their power. So
I have
put more energy into it, then they can't measure out their power enough. So they put more power into it. It's kind of like a baby snake or a baby spider. They put more venom into every bite because they're young and they don't.
They also look humanoid.
What, spiders are humanoid?
No, the elementals look humanoid.
Spider looks
young.
Humanoid. I'm into that.
You know, I have a rod that can.
Me too.
Yes. Yes. That I could just tie
a string,
the gem.
Oh, like a
with
a
it and
stick.
Just.
Oh, and you just, almost had it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the carrot and the stick type deal.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean,
until
also,
it sits down, starts crying, and causes an earthquake.
But then again, there's also the idea that if we use a golem to attract it, it's going to register that's similar to its own kind.
True.
Because it is also an elemental creature.
Oh,
so,
shit.
And plus,
right.
If it's shiny.
So we're going to have to make two golems. One that resembles it, and then one that we want to make.
One that resembles it.
Sounds like we can put this plan in motion.
So we're arranging a play date between children, is what you're saying.
Sure, yeah.
Exactly. With candy. Well, not candy, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, the candy of the earth.
Exactly.
We're going to have to give this... you know we're going to have to give this golem tits, right?
Yeah, it sounds like
we
a
need
plan.
To get,
you are
make
not
it look,
we need a mother figure. A mother figure.
A mother figure, yeah. She gets it.
If it's a play date, why is... You know what? Yes, give it tits. I don't care.
Do you think it'll baby bird food to the young golem?
Well, I got it mapped out fairly well. Does this look good?
You know, I wonder why y'all didn't just get rock candy.
Rock candy doesn't sit
fucked up. That's like...
See?
That's like
I said the candy store!
Too late now!
Nobody listened
even
to the cool
power.
I wanted to say anything
about
rock candy.
It's all out. No.
Wait, did you eat all the candy?
Yes.
No, we never went to the candy store.
You didn't pay for it either, did you?
He didn't. He ate it.
He?
She.
Roll persuasion.
No!
Okay. But that's that.
I don't believe you.
Hey.
I don't believe
you. You have to roll too.
He's passive.
No. I roll.
We literally rolled the same number.
Suck it.
I'm like
at least get your threes out of the way.
Do we re-roll when it is the same or what?
No,
you both confused yourselves.
I have no idea where I am.
Well, let's keep going.
Okay. This way.
Oh, that's away.
No. We're
oh, that's
here.
Away.
We are
this
here.
This way.
We're going here. That way.
Tea time.
The right way. Follow me.
Right up Main Street, if you get my saying.
I wish I had
again?
Yes.
Is there any ponds?
Ponds?
On the way there.
On the way there. He wants to fish.
Because
I
have a trip to fish.
I check
Hold
out
Hold on.
Map.
Let me.
I route it where we go away from any pond.
You're going to hit a pond no matter what you do.
Got him! And make sure we go over every pond.
That's fine.
Is
he
the
has
lady
to stop.
Of the lake in there?
I have to stop.
No, we'll do one pull. Right.
Can I get Excalibur from this lake?
No! You touch it, you die, okay?
Can
you touch a purely good sword, or purely good anything at this point, you are going to die.
Can I get clay from the shores? From the shorelines?
Technically, I'm not good.
Roll me.
So will I die?
A history.
Okay.
And
Did you also roll it?
What would it be? It would not be Arcana.
You rolled the exact same.
19 on history and...
Something for building, like the knowledge to build would be what?
Let me think.
Just straight intelligence?
Intelligence. Roll me an intelligence.
Well, 19 on the other and 20 for you on intelligence.
Alright, when you get to the first lake, you do notice that there is clay in the shore. Mm-hmm. You also know that it is going to take you several hours to get just a single bar of clay.
How long does it take you to fish?
You also will need a bucket and a strainer.
If I help, will that reduce the amount of time?
No, but it will. If he teaches you the first one, it will double the time the first hour, but then for every hour he works, you will also make a bar. But he has to teach you first. Plus, that doubles the material you will need, which means you will need another bucket and another strainer.
I
know how to make a strainer. I pull up some just tall grass.
Do you really?
At the lake already?
Yes, you were at the lake. You were at the first lake.
How many mage hands can I make at one time?
Isn't it two?
You're level two.
You can have two mage hands at a time.
Hmm. Is that a cantrip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're only going to be able to make half of what you would normally be able to make while you're using it. Because they can only do about 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, you will only be able to do
half as much. That's actually what I was going to get with my own hands. I mean,
no, you'll be able to get, you know, a good sized bar, but it will take you an hour to get it. The mage hands will get half of whatever you get. Plus, yeah. I will say right now you can only do 10 bars from this lake.
Also, does anybody want to get to where we're going faster?
How long is it going to take to get to the city?
3 days.
3 days?
Let's take our time. What's the worst that
I can summon a floating disc? We could be like Kirby.
Floating disc?
Yeah, that's one of my first level spells.
Yeah. It's a magic carpet, effectively.
All of you ride on it?
Okay, pretty sure. This spell creates a circular horizontal plane of force 3 feet in diameter and 1 inch thick that floats 3 feet above the ground in an unoccupied space of your choice that you can see within range. The disc remains for the duration and can hold up to 500 pounds. More weight is placed on it, the spell ends, and everything on the disc falls to the ground. This disc is immobile while you are within 20 feet of it. If you move more than 20 feet away from it, the disc follows you so that it remains within 20 feet of you.
But it's immobile while you're near it.
No, it's mobile. It's mobile while you're.
It's immobile while you're within 20 feet of it. But as soon as you start to go further than 20,
so how do you plan to make it move?
When you're on it, you can control.
Yeah, when you're on it, you can like fly around.
Okay.
Yeah, it's basically.
How much do each of you weigh?
We have four people. Generally, that's what most people just say is the most.
I'm a small, skinny boy.
Yeah, I'm a scrawny boy. I'm like 150.
So that's almost 300 right there.
Well, I don't plan on walking on this thing.
We're just going to be standing or sitting.
Yeah. It's going to be carrying on.
The weight limit's 500.
Oh, you're just going to put the clay on it.
Yes. And between all of us, that would be how much? How much weight?
Just are actually moving on this thing?
Well, just asking. Y'all two, it's almost 150.
No, with just them two, it's almost 300.
That's what I meant to say.
Because you're 150, he's 140. That means you are... 290 pounds. Hey, you equal me.
Can I just use my Staff of Chaos, roll Earth, and then just dredge up the entire shore for each foot?
Actually,
you can try.
I'm going to slowly fish a little bit further away from it.
You can try.
Okay.
Do you remember which numbers equal what?
Yeah, I wrote it down. One is water, two is earth, three is fire, four is wind.
Alright.
I walk a little bit further.
Or, maybe. I'm just gonna fork over this one.
No. Roll a d20.
17. Oof.
You have started a small whirlpool in the water.
Wouldn't that be like
a toilet?
No. whirlpool in the water. If the air is blowing this way, the water starts to spin. You've created a whirlpool in the middle of the water.
Quick, catch as many fish as you can, because there won't be any left after this.
How many have you caught so far? Actually, yeah, that's
how long have you been going?
I would say this is taking 5 minutes.
Then, whatever time we got there.
You caught 2 fish.
You might want to catch faster.
They're very small carp.
Oh. Using the tall grass, try to like make a
I'm going to roll right.
Roll.
Again. Oh, 3.
3 was what again?
Fire.
The water is on
further
fire.
Roll a 1d20.
I walk further away.
Well, let's hope I either roll a 1 or a 20.
I walk further away.
4.
Okay. A little puff of fire blows out and it catches the wind and escalates and catches a tree on fire.
I realize I have a spell that I kind of want to use. Just it's not particularly
you have
useful in the moment.
3 days
before
to get there, so therefore you can theoretically do rests while you're there.
I grab the branches on fire. I tear it off. I throw it in the lake. So no forest fire happens. You know.
Roll strength.
Strength. Okay. 20.
Now,
for the weaving of the strainer, did you want sleight of hand, nature, survival?
Survival.
Survival?
Why are we here?
Well, that has to be for
I'm going to do some reconnaissance.
Performance.
Performance?
Okay.
Because.
So we are heading to a mine?
No.
What?
Performance is
we are
like
heading to
like
a mine? Mine?
Yeah.
Mining town.
Mining town.
Okay.
I rolled a 2 on my thing again.
This That's better.
Yeah.
Well, roll 1d20.
16?
Yep.
Yeah.
You disturb the earth on the side where you are at.
Okay.
Enough to churn it up and make it easier for you to collect the clay, taking it down to about 30 minutes for you to collect.
Alright, awesome. I handed the strainer I made. I get working on a second one.
What about a bucket?
Fish up a bucket.
You know, I'm. How far would I walk?
You can hear me yell at you.
Yeah, you're a little far. I mean, you've slowly inched away. You're almost at the other side of the lake at this point. But the fish are bigger.
Oh.
Yeah, with all the earth over here disturbing, the fish will go all the way over to you. Which makes sense.
I also want to make, I want to sacrifice the 2 living fish I caught to Poseidon to calm the water down.
Alright.
Brilliant plan. Sacrificing Poseidon's servants to Poseidon for more luck.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, he's blessing me with fish anyways.
Yeah,
well, at this point, you're returning them to the water to calm the waters for the other servants. Yes, it works.
Cool.
Like, I will allow it.
And I continue fishing.
Alright.
How big were the 24 fish?
You have 4 left in them.
Right, but what are the size?
Pardon me?
They are medium. They were like medium.
Medium?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, they're medium size, so they're human size.
Hold on.
You know that's not healthy. You shouldn't be smoking on those doobie snacks.
It's an Undertale reference, but okay.
Oh, yeah, I know. The dog.
Yeah, I know.
But also, dude, smoking a dog treat.
That's what they did. And one of our players is now hiding under the table.
Genius.
His name was Toby.
That's incorrect information.
It was me.
Persuasion.
It was me all along.
Roll persuasion.
Oh. Yeah, out of game persuasion. Sure, let's go. I see through.
All of our listeners, I think all of two or three of them, know that you are lying.
Yeah, they're unconvinced.
I rolled a 12.
They are still unconvinced.
Yeah,
I mean, they at least have an intelligence.
Who are you going to believe, the chaotic neutral guy or the evil guy?
They definitely have an intelligence of above 5 to beat that attack.
Get out of the corner, Tyler.
No, get back in the corner. I have a surprise for you.
You know what? That worked wonders. He's out of the corner in a flash.
Well, see, that's like, I told him, you know, to come out of the corner, and he was like, is that like coming out of the closet? I was like, that would be up to you.
I mean, it depends. Like, coming out of the closet is you going into the corner and me giving you the surprise. But you coming out of the corner is not coming out of the closet, because I don't give you the surprise.
Anywhere. You're fishing. You're making a basket.
I'm breaking people's sanity.
Yes, you are. Very, very good character rolling play there.
I also want to give my armor water.
Okay.
Go for a swim.
Yeah. Not dive in. Yeah, you should dive in.
I dive in.
Okay, I rolled a 1 on my staff.
Yay!
That's water.
That's water.
8 to splash him. Just no, very little.
He's in the water. He is in the water.
I'm like totally opposite sides of y'all.
Like, y'all can't, y'all aren't even paying attention
like,
to him at this point.
I'm like, that's hot.
Oh. Roll me a 1d10.
1d10?
That does not sound good.
I die.
86.
I die.
You feel your armor start to move, and it forms a mask above your face. You can now breathe.
Water breathing.
Well, for this time.
Fair.
It's that's actually really good on the stand.
It's alive.
I'm gonna start spearing fish with my sword.
I'm gonna drain the lake.
Okay.
Wait, what?
You might want to stop him.
Wait, what did he... I didn't hear what he said.
Yeah, that whirlpool thing you did. Do it again, but this time make it go underground.
No, I was thinking making it go up.
That sounds like... That sounds brilliant.
Well, technically I'm underwater. So.
Yeah, you are underwater right now.
Can they also see me that far, though?
Will he
roll perception.
All of us?
All of you.
18 passive.
Okay, you can see that he is underwater, swimming around, mm-hmm. playing with the fishies.
Awesome.
Don't kill your party member. It's like, I might as well. Don't kill your party member.
What kind of throw was it? What kind of check? It was a
perception.
Okay.
Or insight. Or anything, really, that opens your eyes and makes you look.
Okay, so I got 14.
It really doesn't
You matter. See it. You see him swimming underwater.
Yeah, let me
stabbing fish. Coming up long enough to throw the fish on the land and then going back under.
If he decides to actually move the pond to the sky, would he go with it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I wouldn't imagine it's just the water. I only have control over the water.
He's a human, he's 80% just the water.
You understand the physics of the water all rushing up. At the same time, and the possibility of it holding on to whatever's in it, right?
They can also swim with it.
Yeah, but why would you?
Actually,
why don't you just lay down?
Live.
Whoosh!
I rolled to make the basket, by the way. But
all right, you've made another basket. Are you going to make a?
The shifter, and then the strainer.
So
if
I'm
in the water, if I'm on the ground, and you let the water follow me,
you now have a basket.
I'm dead.
You now have a basket
and... Around
and
play.
I'll get some clay. I'll stop screwing around. I have a basket.
Make the pond fucking explode. All
right.
I'll stop fucking around.
I also
won't make the pond explode.
I want to roll to see my armor to figure out what it
That's
is.
Fair. Yeah.
All right.
13.
That's the best.
Google random coral.
Google random coral.
Google random coral. And let me see the first page. I can't do it on my phone, obviously.
Yeah.
As it is recording.
What?
What? Let me see. Oh, I say
25 fascinating facts about coral reefs.
Okay.
Okay. No. All right. Okay. Come on now.
I heart anime, but Jesus comes first. So turn down the hentai, you turkey.
Yeah. As long as I'm with Jesus, he'll come first.
Yep. Jesus always comes first.
You can tell that the coral on your feet has slowly shifted into a fan. Almost.
A fan?
A fan.
Fish boy is really fish boy now.
Also,
not a fan, a fin?
They can come in the shape of a fan. So it's become a fin.
Like a ceiling fan? Or like
it's like a fan, like diving like chute. The diving fins, you know?
Also,
flippers.
Yeah, flippers.
You can go to a max of 150 feet.
Wait, swimming?
Mm-hmm.
150 swimming, that fast.
And you can withstand 85 degrees Fahrenheit.
85?
Uh-huh.
Coral's bad with temperature. So I need to stay cool.
Nice. What do you mean you're always cool?
Fair point.
Just keep going. Mm-hmm. I'm always here to boost you, homie.
Does anyone have great water?
Kind of.
I need to create water.
I have the exact opposite.
Arbola.
I have Firebolt.
Arbola 1, yeah.
That's all you get to know for right now.
Let's leave it up to Chance. Fair. Water! Chunks of earth just fly at you.
While he's training for clay and he's spear fishing, I would like to go sword fishing with my swordfish. Yes.
I'd like to attune myself so that I get better acquainted with it, so I can actually command the elements of it.
Okay.
All right, you are going to be meditating for at least an hour.
Yeah, you're tethering clay instead, though.
Yeah, I'll gather clay first, and then I'll do that.
Okay.
You're going to need to rest, then, because both are going to be extremely straining on you.
Okay.
Yeah, this is.
But you do have 3 hours or 3 days before you get to the other place. So.
And then I'll finally master creating a fireball without creating a fireball.
Right. I go into the forest and I
try. Just because it's going to be nicer to you does not mean you're going to have complete control over it.
Oh, that's fine. I can just ask it, hey, let's make a fireball and just destroy everything around us.
I go into the forest. I find any seeds or whatever, and I plant them in a place where they could grow as like a tribute to Saloon.
All right.
<Don't know. laughs>
Go ahead and roll. She notices your contribution, but you notice no difference in the surrounding area around you for that.
Yeah.
Goose game.
Are we ready to?
Yes.
No, they're still. You're still gathering, yeah, and he's still fishing.
Or are we ready to like? Fast forward through it.
I also want to start reading my book.
Y'all taking a rest?
I'm helping him collect more clay.
Right, okay. So we spend the day doing this stuff. And then we take our rest and whatever.
Hold me at 1d10.
All of us?
No. You two.
Me?
Me?
Sorry.
Them two.
Okay, sorry.
Me. And then 1d10. That was 1d10.
Correct. No. Not one of those.
Three.
You spend a collective of 5 hours collecting. And you have 10 bars. Did you cast Mage Hand?
Yes.
You cast it twice?
Yes.
So or two hands?
Yes.
So a total of 15 bars.
Yes.
Mm.
Total of 15, alright. I would have just gone all hand and just.
Wait, I actually have mage hand too. I didn't think of that.
No. You didn't ask either, so.
Damn. Get
fucked. Roll me a 1d10. I like 1d10s.
3.
You have the basic knowledge for your first potion, which is an easy cure for boils.
A potion cure for what?
Boils.
What else can that? Spend some time researching
boils.
Oh, okay. Wait, sorry.
I spend some time researching enchantments from the books that I have and try to enchant this.
This is like our light activity for our rest.
Go ahead and roll a 1d10.
Alright. That's a 6.
You get through the first chapter and you realize that you are going to have to learn an entire set of runes before you can start enchanting.
Can I use comprehend languages?
No, that wouldn't work.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's Elder Futhark. Which I can write and read.
For the duration, you understand the literal meaning of any spoken language that you hear. You also understand any written language that you see, but you must be touching the surface on which the words are written. It takes about 1 minute to read one page of text. This spell doesn't decode secret messages in a text or a glyph, such as an arcane sigil, that isn't a part of a written language.
Okay. Cast it?
Yes, I'm going to cast Comprehend Languages so I can read this book at lightning fast speeds and learn as much as I can.
Well, at normal speeds,
No, you're still going to only be able to read one chapter at a time.
Alright, what am I rolling?
Or is it a cantrip?
It's a first level divination.
He just knows all languages. Can read, write.
Yeah. Well, he has to cast it.
Casting time, 1 action, 10 minutes.
Alright, cast it.
No,
he says he has to cast it.
Why wouldn't he be able to?
He just said he had to cast what?
Why wouldn't he be able to cast it? That's what we're confused about.
How does a 1 sound?
You can read the first page.
I guess
try again.
Yeah.
Let's go. 14.
All right, you can read the first 14 pages.
All right.
How many pages are in a chapter?
20.
293. I don't
know. Are you sure? But I will. 394.
Okay, so you read the first chapter. You have a fair grasp of.
Yeah, we just lost 43.
A basic protection charm for it. For now.
I want to try to keep learning about better enchantments because I want to be able to at least give something decent.
You'll have exhaustion.
Huh?
You'll have exhaustion if you do that.
Have what?
Exhaustion. Sorry.
I see.
But I mean, it's one day.
I mean, you can.
Well,
you
know, to.
So that consumes one.
But
slots,
we might have
right?
an encounter tonight.
But to get rid of the exhaustion, you would have to wait. You would have to not be do anything strenuous for 5 days. So if
get your sleep. It's important.
Roll a 1d10.
Give me drugs.
Or a 1d9. How long have you been fishing? They've been fishing for about 5 hours. So roll me a 1d20.
15.
25.
Size, medium, large, small.
Medium for the most part. And 3 crabs.
You got crabs. Oh, wait, he's got crabs. Those are cool. Those are valuable and delicious.
What do the crabs taste like? Goat? Giraffe? Explain.
Dragon.
Human.
Delicious.
Kidding. Kidding.
Technically,
oh boy.
If you allow it, I could possibly do that.
I will.
When you start making potions, maybe we can see about you having a potion to change the flavor of meat. But for now,
purify food and water. Depends on how you want that.
Purify food into better food.
Anyways, we got our clay. Can I attune myself to my staff now?
She said loud, like attuned with the sword as I'm walking through the forest for 5 hours straight planting seed.
So, do I have to roll something to attune better to it?
You have to meditate for an hour.
Okay. Let's cast my light.
Why are you magic?
Roll a 1d10.
No, me.
You.
How are you? The shiny golden one. Eight.
Good number.
You have attuned it enough that you can feel its intent and also impose your will slightly upon it.
Okay. So I just have to argue with it that, hey, I'm going to cast fire with this thing.
Yes, you have to debate with it.
I want to do a little bit of training.
Does that mean I have to do it as well?
Once you're finished.
Sorry, do what?
Does that mean I have to argue with you on what I want to do, or do I just make up my mind?
Yes.
Okay.
What? Yes, I would like to do a little bit of training with my own sword, trying to impose my own will upon it and kind of, you know, gaining more control over it than it has me.
You have not drawn blood with it yet.
Well, is that necessary in order to impose my own will?
Yeah.
Kind of. Grab it and stab it in the skull.
One bear. Tame it. Make an infinite army of bears.
No, just all the right, first fluffy. One would be...
Fluffy, today is the day of reckoning.
And you end up
prepare
killing
yourself.
It. And you end up killing it. You know.
Aww. And he was my favorite.
If you told me I could do that for him, but... Bear.
No.
Yee.
Throw me a
no, rabbit.
Rabbit. Yee.
No.
Two rabbits.
No.
Do.
Do fish bleed?
Then no.
It's a thought.
No. No.
Alright, well, hey, Toby, can I borrow some fingers?
No. If I hit tree blood.
You gonna take a rest at all?
Yes.
I mean,
this is the line that kills him.
I'm going to finally meet up with him.
Anyone gonna keep watch while y'all are taking a rest?
Oh, sure. I'm gonna set the alarm.
Perception. I'm going to use. I have fire perception.
Also. But are you walking?
Yeah, I'll set up in a tree.
Okay.
I'm gonna use my spell alarm.
But if we have an encounter.
You set an alarm again.
I have a staff that can set this entire forest on fire.
Very, green very is no larger than a
I can. I'm fine.
Until the spell ends, an alarm alerts to whoever tiny or larger creatures.
No, so I've used all of mine. I haven't used any of mine.
When you cast the spell, you can designate creatures that won't set off the alarm. You also set whether the alarm is mental or audible. Mental alarm alerts you with a ping in your mind if you are within 1 mile of the warded area. This ping awakens you if you are sleeping. An audible alarm produces the sound of a handbell for 10 seconds within 60 feet. So I want to set an alarm basically around our camp so that... And I'm going to make it an audible alarm.
Mm-hmm.
And any small, what would be typically considered like harmless woodland creatures like... deer, rabbits, small rodents, anything that doesn't necessarily pose a threat or can be considered, I guess, prey from our perspective. Anything mm-hmm. that doesn't immediately like give us the idea that it could harm us. I just don't want any small creatures or unnecessary creatures setting off the alarm.
Okay.
All right.
And
so if we were to have the alarm, you could make it.
It's a 20-foot cube.
If we were to make it where the cube is like just a like a the circle around us, we could have this much space.
Okay.
All right. That seems like about the right amount of space for just
an
overnight camp. Right. I don't have any.
I would give you the golem, but.
Let me see the chest.
Alright, technically,
the golem. Let me see your chest.
bird. This Tyler?
Yeah.
You're the spider.
I'm sick.
He's the spider.
Alright. So here, the alarm gets about right.
Okay, let me see this. Little,
give me your mini. What?
And I will be sitting up in a tree watching all of them.
Alright.
Make sure you, what?
What?
Oh, you're the...
I'm gonna be...
Okay. I am the lady.
Okay.
I'm a spider wizard.
Halfway through the night, I'll get up and trade places with him.
I'll just use passive perception this time.
Okay.
He's not actively looking, he's just waiting.
So that alarm uses another one of my spell slots, so I'm at 2 out of 3.
Okay.
You gotta get them all back after the rest. Okay, cool.
While you all are resting, you hear scurrying. Just
long
outside.
Rest, right?
Yes, long rest. Just outside what you know to be the safe area, the alarm set. You hear splashing in the pond, and you hear a couple of thunks, but nothing really alarming.
I'm going to look at the thunks in the general area.
Okay. You see large stones, but nothing else.
Were those stones always there? Should I roll history
that? You should roll.
It's the stone.
Net at 20. Holy shit.
You don't remember them being there.
Yeah, that's cause for concern. Don't remember what?
The giant stones.
Not giant, just the size of a hand.
Well, I'm dead ass asleep right now.
Yeah, you are dead ass asleep. Huh?
Size of a hand?
Like, yeah. They're not giant. They're just... about the size of my hand.
I imagine the stone thing.
I'm
from
going
frozen,
to
the stone
stare
people.
At them, see what happens. Just for a little bit. Wait, check your spells.
You should not be
I have
spells.
All of my spells still there. I haven't used a single
so
one.
So you are watching the, stones.
Magic? Mm-hmm. Yes.
You hear thunks behind you. In what? Another area.
If you have identify, I would recommend using that. Just, that's me above table.
Yeah.
I have light.
That would have been nice so we could have light at third.
No, I do have identify.
Oh, wait, it's dark out.
It's dark right now.
And the lights have just been turned down thanks to one of our players.
What it did.
Yeah, that player who turned off down the lights is really cool.
He's late. Okay.
You hear stones fall behind you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look.
Did you roll?
Falling behind me?
Wait, did you? You didn't turn to see, so I don't know.
I turned that way to see.
Yes, and while you were watching the couple of stones there, a couple more fell at the other side of you.
What the hell?
Man,
none of them have fallen in the alarm?
No, they're in the alarm.
So,
oh, they're in the room.
Yeah.
But wait a minute, wouldn't that set it off?
Nope. They're not creatures that could hurt you.
Okay.
How the hell late is this about halfway through the night?
Hmm?
How loud is
almost,
it?
Almost, yeah. Okay. Just very, very light.
So not enough to wake us.
No.
Okay.
I say 1d12 minutes before I get up.
9 minutes till I get up.
So.
Oof.
Were you going to do an insight or whatever?
To die.
An insight? Yes. Where do you want to use identify?
Why did we let you be the
That's
next?
Not fucking
I'll use identify.
Okay.
He crit failed on that one.
You choose one object that you must touch throughout the casting of the spell. I'm not touching it, so...
Yes. You want to hop down and touch it?
No.
No, touch the stones.
No, thanks.
You're waking us.
Yeah, I could just wake them up. I'll drop down. Try and wake them up. Tell them...
What's the falling damage?
Falling damage?
Yeah,
it's like a 10-foot drop.
Exactly.
10 feet is 1d6.
You take 20 damage. You shouldn't have said jump.
Yeet.
2 damage.
Okay.
That's why you say climb down very carefully.
And then slam on the ground with the might of Zeus.
So who do you wake up first?
A hero landing.
That is very, very bad for your knees.
Too bad.
Deadpool.
Okay.
I'll wake these three up.
Fuck, do it.
Tell them that it's raining rocks. And this wasn't my fault this time.
Are you sure you didn't use your fancy little handy dandy staff thingy?
Oh, if I did, you would have known.
Are y'all going to roll to see if y'all recognize the rocks not being there or anything?
Have I been awoken?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, well, do I notice the stone?
17.
Or is that what we're rolling for?
You're rolling to see if you recognize, or not recognize, but notice that the stones have not always been there. You're trying to see if he's telling the truth or not, basically.
I
got a 12.
I'm going to...
You can't remember if the stones have been there or not.
That's true, because I was on the total.
Did I get a staff of fire from you?
No.
No, you got an elemental staff of chaos.
You call it another staff.
No.
You call it the staff of fire. And it's not.
You want it to be a staff of fire. You're not getting a staff of fire.
Okay.
If I can help it, you're not getting a fireball.
I have a staff of fire in my inventory, and I can't remember if you
got it. You put that there for the staff. You didn't want to create one, so that's the elemental chaos.
He's my brother, so I trust him, like, unconditionally. So I'm kind of
Roll to see if you believe him or not.
All right. It's a crit fail, but,
You believe he is lying.
He's a politician. What
you
else do
you are convinced that those rocks have always been there.
I had an 18 on my screen.
I didn't even bluff.
I know.
Well,
but he's an idiot.
I'm often
my intelligence is a lot higher than you think. But I was just wanting to use identify on this thing.
Okay.
That's the whole deal.
You have to touch it.
Well, not identify, but detect magic.
18.
I was going to
you
use
the history.
I was going to use detect.
But I know they weren't there before.
Yes.
I touch one.
Okay.
Pick up one.
Okay.
You die.
I handed him. Well, I was just going to use detect magic.
Okay.
All right. Identify, don't you? All right, in a 30-foot sphere, the duration is the presence of magic within 30 feet of you, blah, blah, blah. If you sense the magic in this way, you can use your action to see a faint aura. So, that's an 11.
Do you know he's magic? There's no magic coming from the stones, but you know he's magic.
I'm magic.
You're a paladin. You can cast spells.
I handed the stone to him.
You know he's magic.
That you're magical.
You know that you're magic.
Holy shit, I'm magical!
I'm magical!
Roll me a 1d10.
That's a 2.
You are enthralled with the fact that you are magic for the next 10 minutes.
Holy shit, guys! Did you know I was magic? Oh my god! What the f-
Yay!
Guys! My whole world is
changing. You're gonna cast Identify on it right
now. Yes. Alright, I'm casting Identify
on it. You really are concerned? This shit is cool!
We're just telling him out of it. You know what it is.
Why is it I'm the only one who's noticing this?
He's been magical this whole time.
Really?
You're even more shocked.
I need to rethink a lot of stuff now. Hold on, give me a minute. Okay.
When they said you're magical in the sheet, they did not mean you were good at
magical at any
no.
point.
He's casting identifying on it like
the rock.
So someone's just throwing rocks at us. Okay. We're probably fucking surrounded, and we're just arguing.
You're
just waiting until laughing, so yes.
You've got light.
Never said it was, never said it wasn't. Stop giving him ideas. Might be a good idea.
Check the woods. He's missing a very important information that I think is very important.
What's that?
I'm not going to say it. I'll wait.
Alright. I cast, light. Touches
okay.
everything within a 40-foot diameter.
Okay.
20 feet from me.
He's
okay.
Yeah.
20-foot radius, yeah.
Into the... Like, you can put it on, like, anything you can see, so you, like, put it onto
I'm
the
casting
tree.
It on the tree, so that it's a shiny tree.
Why not on a rock where we can just... Is it a... Do you have it as a cantrip?
Yes. No, it gives you cantrip.
You can cast on a rock, toss it one way.
I make him shiny.
Are you a willing creature?
So he's a Pokemon now?
Teller, are you a willing creature? Sure. Are you light then?
All about consent, y'all.
If he's a non-willing creature, he has to pass a save.
So you just cast him into light?
Yes, he's on light.
Yeah, I just made him shiny.
A tree over here
he
is
cast
light.
Light in every direction for 20 feet.
Roll me a 1d10.
I don't know, they're just being nice and all friendly.
Two.
Where? How close were you to the water?
The water is right here.
Not good.
The water's here.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, no.
Yeah. Remember, I said this will represent. This will be the water over here.
No, you didn't.
This thing is Mac.
Playback.
That's what
I'm talking about.
Yeah, give
me that
cash
money.
Okay.
I can go on the water and close it.
Okay.
You don't want to sleep on the water's edge.
But
you. Alright. Sure. This is,
you are now shiny, and you get distracted by the water.
What?
What? My family's calling for me.
Brings a new meaning to sleeping with the fishes.
And he's now apparently jumped into the water. Okay.
What
that
the hell?
Works.
You know what?
I wasn't planning on that, but okay, that works.
Back to bed.
You're going
and down. You're going back to bed.
Just I'm heavily
are you casting spells on us or something and we just don't know it?
No.
Are you just straight up throwing stupid shit at us to do?
Yes. Alright,
going back to bed.
Chaos.
Okay. Are we actually affected by the chaos?
No, not at the moment.
Do I have the mask again? Or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Roll a 1d10. Sorry.
No.
You got a 7, so.
That thing, right?
Resist what?
No.
Whatever the hell is going on.
I got an 8.
You have a mask.
Can I?
Roll a 1d20.
That's
6.
What? You enter the water, and you see 3 frog people surrounding you.
Oh, God.
I knew it! I knew it! You left the very important information about the water!
Hey, what that tongue do?
What? I was trying to destroy whatever the hell was... Actually, shouldn't I have destroyed whatever the hell was in the pond earlier?
No, you didn't lift the water.
You looked the totally opposite way, and that's what I was going to say, that the water was very important.
I told you there were splashes in the water as well.
We assumed they were fish.
Yeah, we assumed they were fish.
No, nobody assumed. You just went straight to the rocks that fell either way, but not in the water, and didn't tell us about the water.
I didn't know there was water there.
And plus...
You did too?
Yeah, it was a pond that we almost said. Did,
right, yeah.
There was a pond. He was swimming in it. There was fish.
Yeah. I just thought we were farther away from that, then.
All right, well, we're fighting fish people.
I mean, we did kind of frog people.
Well, they're, at the moment, they're just kind of shiny, shiny.
He's in the water.
Shiny, shiny, are shiny.
Give them that shiny.
I don't like them. They're annoying.
Should we tell them? Should he got in the water?
No.
I go to the water.
They grab you.
I go to the water's edge.
I'm gonna walk over the edge.
You can see him, and you can see the 3 surrounding him.
I'm also
going
to be like,
yo,
what
up? I got a big cup.
I, like, overhead strike into the water.
You know you... Okay.
I'm gonna try to
I don't like
the,
I don't like this.
Give him that shiny dick.
Where did you
They pass? Throw you back out.
The water.
No shiny!
Where did you
unbutt the light? I'm attacking
all over you.
Yeah.
Just goes like
any particular
They have spears. They are keeping you out.
The scroll.
They are keeping you back.
Okay. You're completely shiny.
Can I
protect the shiny?
The radiating light.
The shiny is ours.
Alright. Hey, stop focusing on that light spell on him, Wolfest.
We need to kill these frog people because they're stealing our friends.
Alright. He stopped focusing on the light. He's no longer light.
Turn shiny!
I jump in the water. Friend did it.
Yeah!
As he turned around, I jumped in.
I can't stand on myself. Hurrah!
Oh. Actually, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna.
That was me.
I'm gonna
pet your friend Jesus.
Your friend is me.
I'm going to conjure a little fireball in my hand for firebolt. And
can
be like and I'm going to say to the frog people, let my friend go unless you want to burn.
Information on kobolds.
Kobolds?
Kobolds? Those are
no,
frogs.
No.
Those aren't
not,
frog people.
Not kobolds.
What were you asking about that?
Something else.
Frog people?
Something like that.
Dog people.
The reason why it's not in the frog people aren't in.
Wait, is it the three frog people from Battletoads?
You never
know.
She's not.
Battletoads are stupid. Battletoads are overpowered. Stupid.
They're just rip-offs of teenagers.
There it is.
Because they had to compete with reptilian teenagers.
What are you looking up, Zach? Mm-hmm.
Your mom had to compete with reptilian teenagers.
Mm-hmm. I like Battletoads.
The words.
I like Battletoads, just not my favorite.
I have never Ninja touched a game of Battletoads, but also I feel like I have.
I'll second that.
Cheers, my good sir. Mm-hmm. You've earned my respect.
What did you say about Battletoads?
Take your time.
Tyler, what did you say about Battletoads? Tyler?
Ninja Turtles is better. That's what we said about that.
Okay, that's good. Tyler doesn't even know what a Battletoad is, so he doesn't really get to talk.
What was it? Zitz is one of their names, and he's like the leader, the Leonardo of the Battletoads. I don't
know. The Da Vinci.
Oh! Is that...
Tyler, you still have no idea what Battletoads is.
Yes, I've seen commercials.
I mean,
sure. Yeah,
you know the what was it? The NES version of the Ninja Turtles side scroller beat 'em up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically Battletoads is copying that formula, but ramped up the difficulty by like 20.
Yeah, and that's it. That's the entire thing of Battletoads.
Yeah, same aesthetic and everything.
I was like, yeah, I know exactly what that is. No, you're just trying to feel included. You're excluded.
I'm trying to be inclusive. Okay?
Not.
Why are you disrespecting me like that? Don't make me kiss those fucking lips.
Then I'm gonna stop you. Get over here, bro.
Bet. Alright, come here.
Is that what I see?
Okay.
Hold on, I gotta go.
Yeah, you're back in the corner.
Next kid's such a heavy chair. Get in the corner. I want to give you a massage.
There's a reason why
just
there's
holes. Trying to be a homie.
You know we put you here for a reason, right?
You know there's holes in the back of the chair for a reason, right?
A reason? What? Do what for a reason?
There's holes in the back of that chair for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't even have night vision, so they just kind of have me there. Unless the mask does something.
Well, you had light on you.
You told your friend.
Yeah, and
over
now you're
here.
Not shiny anymore, so you're fine.
But they're threatening me for shiny.
Yeah, and I jumped on to attack them. It's fine. We're getting some combat.
Yeah, I'm going to be joining in the attack because I don't really feel like
this. No, fireballs will not work in water.
I mean, it's.
Not if I hit them with it.
should be fine because, you know, it's still going to. Fire and water doesn't
the
just
water,
straight take
or
out.
Or I could just be like. Mage
you're
hand.
Gonna cook my friends.
I could just be
my
like
my best friend. This shrimp right here has been my friend since kindergarten.
Are you gonna talk to it? You gonna talk to them or what are y'all doing?
I've already jumped in. Once he turned away back towards him, I jumped in again. To attack.
You can't breathe.
I can attack.
I'm assuming
roll like initiative, then.
Okay. Is everybody fully submerged?
No, wait. These two are. You two haven't jumped in.
What about
initiative.
The
frogs are underwater.
All of us?
Cool.
No, you two can stay out of it if you want.
Are they fighting the frog people?
He's attacking the frog people. Well, she's attacking the frog people.
I'm going to roll initiative just in case I have to break this shit up.
Okay.
I'm rolling initiative. You got a 19.
Tell me your numbers.
21.
20.
21.
I got a 17.
20. 17.
4.
This was your fault to begin with. Congratulations. You won.
No.
You're the one who jumped into the water.
You're the one making friends with
you.
She
said I was...
You noticed something in the water. You're like...
I said he was distracted by the water. I never said you had to jump into it. But what bees you water. Here for?
We're trying
you're
to
disturbing the water. Disturbing the land.
Yeah, wait.
There's a difference between
why?
Water and land.
We needed your clay.
The
give us all your clay.
Yeah, we need
this
clay.
Holy land? Holy water?
This no. Our home. Mm. You disturb.
Give us name, will you?
You're being attacked.
Why would you attack?
You're being attacked.
Okay. I'm assuming it's like 100 feet underwater.
It's a little pond.
100 feet underwater, please.
No.
200 20. Feet.
20.
Right, I'm gonna go ahead.
That's
and
a deep
you
pond.
Can't
if it makes
survive.
It's a deep pond at 20 feet. It would be deep at 10. Ponds don't reach deep.
And he's just like 200 feet. That's a deep ass pond.
It's a hole. It's a hole.
Could make it there.
It's just a hole with water in it.
Yeah, it's just a hole. Straight to the earth. Go ahead and pull my.
No. I point at you. I say it. We're having an adult conversation.
I jumped
down
in
here.
To attack.
She is jumping. She is attacking. Mm-hmm. Roll
I
it.
Do I get my? Do I get this? Would this be surprise round?
Yeah.
No, okay. Good. All right. Does that's going to be a unnatural 22? It's against AC.
They're frogs.
Okay.
You jumped in. Mm-hmm. They. Jumped back,
mm-hmm.
dragging him with him.
Awesome. Congratulations, you got our friend kidnapped.
Now, it's a long sword.
Can I use...
I thought you were using your maces.
No, I've got the long sword in one hand, the mace in the other. It's like...
Okay.
It's going to be like... Kind of.
The thing you've cut is his armor.
What's your AC, Tyler?
19? You're hitting my live coral?
Which gets +2 in water.
Ah!
Okay. One problem? 22 to hit. And since
die.
I didn't have to choose where I hit, I hit you.
You're going to die in a horrible death next time I see you.
Wow, everybody's turning on everybody so quickly.
I might forgive you this one.
I'm almost entertained.
Alright, now since it was.
Well, he's long, already bored, so
yeah.
You know.
Since it was
long, I'm not really bored, I'm just waiting my turn.
Yeah. Once I see
I'm
it. Well, you seem like it's.
I'm
like
trying to get
very
blood on my sword.
Upsetting,
so,
I guess.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to get
I'm more or less just waiting, trying to be reactionary.
Do your damage.
Oh, okay.
You
when,
mean you learned something from the last campaign?
No, I learned that I'm going to bomb
so one damage.
Yeah,
three, so four damage. And then I deal 1d4 soul damage, quote. It's 3 soul damage. Is that,
nice.
Like, damage on top? Or
seven.
This was the long sword wisp.
-3 to your strength.
Oof. Permanent, or?
Until he rests.
Which was
try not to him.
2
so
minutes him. Ago.
Your shoulder's been dislocated.
So.
Big fat a 0.
Your strength is 0 now. So what's your strength?
Goes from 16 to 13. You still have +2.
It's against the big number, not the plus number.
So I have +2?
Yeah, you just have +2.
You're lucky.
You have 13.
You're lucky, mister.
And I guess that's my
favorite. He respects the water. We takes you with us.
Thank he you. Was spearfishing you all day.
You can't
sword
speak underwater.
Sword fishing?
Sword fishing with a swordfish.
Swordfish.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thomas, you are next. All
right. They're dragging him away, right?
Mm-hmm. Perceive that they are... Roll inside.
Question. Are they dragging him deeper or further away?
Regardless of what I rolled, I rolled an 18. Based on.
Wait, there's
you
no light,
tell.
So they can't see at all.
No, he's light. He's
light. Yeah, light. Also, yeah, I'm sure.
Also, these represent the frog people. That's
Tyler. Yeah, I can tell.
You can tell that when he swung, they responded by pulling him away, trying
into
to protect
sword.
Him.
Wait, are they pulling him deeper into the pond or?
Wait, they were
saying
you don't know that yet. Wait, so
basically, yes.
So I attack the frog to protect him. They put him in the way of the sword.
Do you want to get on a floating disc and chase him?
But you realize that they're trying to protect him.
They're trying to protect him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna hop in the water and just swim to the side. Like, I'm shining, come get me.
just taunting him.
Yeah, okay.
What are our roles for that? Persuasion or something?
So you're saying you're going to put yourself in danger to...
help others?
Yeah, to save the person that...
He's the one who needs
me. You're chaotic evil.
Huh?
You're chaotic evil.
Yeah.
He's trying to get them to come to him.
I have an idea. That or fuck them.
They like shiny things, right? What about the golden eyeball I have hanging around my fucking neck?
They're going to take it.
Are you interested in this?
I make it shiny.
Extra shiny.
Okay. We say friends, you friend.
He is our friend, and any friend of his is a friend of ours.
Can
roll persuasion.
All right.
Do you want to be friends with benefits?
Can I get a D20? Friends with benefits for frog people.
Nat 20!
Ooh.
You come with us.
Where are we going?
Oh, wait, yeah, we have to, shit.
They give you mouthpieces so that you can breathe, and they start dragging you too as well.
But where are we going? They neglect to dance. Like,
right,
no worries! Banquet you have!
How beautiful are your women?
Which kind?
That's a disturbing question, and I have many questions to ask in response.
Ask at feast.
They're gonna eat us.
But first, one question at the very least before the feast. There are multiple different kinds of frog women.
We have many types of frog people.
There's a whole frog society.
Alright, I guess we'll find out when we get there. Let's go, boys! And girl, we're gonna go fuck Su-chan. Let's go fuck Su-chan.
Su-chan.
What the?
I can't really breathe underwater. You enjoy.
We all have mouthpieces, so we can. Y'all gotta convince them to take her, because she attacked.
Well, no, she. I didn't attack them. I attacked him clearly.
They're siblings. Wait, are they siblings?
They think I attacked him. They were trying to protect him. They don't know I attacked them.
Roll persuasion.
Against who? You were the creatures.
So, let's say both. Convince the DM.
Six.
Thoroughly convinced.
I think I convinced the DM, guys.
Whether or not you like him coming along, he's going to have to. Yeah.
What if he comes behind us, just like 10 feet behind us?
I can't breathe underwater, that's the problem.
But
you have guards on you. You pull weapons, you die.
I
haven't died before. So, okay, deal.
I'll take those odds.
I also tie my fishing rod around him.
I don't allow that to happen at all.
Okay. So,
go.
As y'all are being dragged downwards, deeper into the water...
200 feet deep.
This is a really deep pond, guys. I made a joke earlier thinking it wasn't serious, but this is actually really deep.
Told you it was 200 feet.
Yeah, we can ask for
play. It's not so like I knew that.
They drag you and it gets darker and darker. You're still shiny, yes?
Yes.
Alright, so you can at least see...
No.
Some...
Well, within 20 feet.
Yeah. So...
Deeper.
You can
deeper.
See... Deeper. Other frog beings.
Awesome.
Alright, so you can see ones that are shaped like tree frogs and bullfrogs and dark frogs. Yeah.
And frog frogs?
These are people.
Frogs with titties?
No, frog.
Clever.
I love it. Okay, so...
Wait, hang on. I'm going to make my fucking...
As,
my necklace is shiny.
Okay. For those of you listening, the lights have been turned off, and the people
lights.
Who have become shiny are being lit up by phone lights.
Because we're thrifty like that.
Because, yes.
Your mom's thrifty.
You bet she is.
So, as you are being pulled down further and further, you see a cave opening, and they take you under.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel yourselves being pulled back up to the surface.
What? Oh, is this the low cave?
Oh, as you
look for that with a scuba diving,
you wouldn't have been able to go that down that far. Technically, without the assistance of the frog people, your armor wouldn't have survived going down that far.
Makes sense.
As you come up, you realize that you're in a cave, but it's also got luminescent
moss,
yeah. Fungi, whatever, as well as flowering trees.
Can I identify some of these mushrooms to see if they're hallucinogenic?
Okay. And you can also see houses made of clay and houses in the trees that are in... Yeah, they have planted trees that have grown into...
Houses.
Basically, yes.
So, we need a house. I want to start talking to him about what happened.
Is this technically underwater or underground society?
Both. Yes.
I like that.
We just dig straight up and we can get out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, but then we're going to make the whole thing underwater.
Oh, or just collapse.
No, if it's an underground cave system, it just goes up and then...
Or you could just ask them if there is a way out that goes on land. You don't...
Yeah, but we're just trying to figure out what's going on.
I could just use my staff.
No.
Earth.
Well, we don't have
no.
To, we don't have to
open it all up.
We don't have to worry about us getting right up.
I like that, the fact we don't have to. We don't have to worry about escaping right now. Please don't do that.
We will all die.
You are in a society of frogs now.
I like my chance.
We are in a society.
You are in a very... It's a pretty large village. It's a pretty large cave.
Mm-hmm.
With several caverns going off from it.
Okay.
Are they more modernized than people what happened. On their surface, or are they less modernized? Wait, would they have lots of luxuries or little luxuries?
I'd say they are comfortable.
They're comfortable, so they're about up to...
They are a full functioning society.
So like a middle class society. Something where it's comfortable to live, but you can afford to live, but it's not necessarily so cush that you can afford everything.
You can tell that there are more valuable housing, or what would appear to be more luxurious housing. And some less luxurious, such as the ones in the trees... larger, more extravagant, whereas the ones on the ground look to be more of centurion huts.
Hmm. And those are the rich kids. It's funny how the poor kids are higher up while the rich kids are up.
No, you got it reversed.
The richer kids are up higher.
Oh.
It's almost like every...
It's like right here. The further you get away from the hood, the better.
Yeah. But they're not... But they're by no means are they poor.
We killed him.
Yes. Yes, you did. All right.
Dude, and... you fucking killed him.
Okay. So they start walking you towards the middle of what seems to be this little town or village,
mm-hmm.
where there is a very large hut where it seems to have a...
That's impressive. Just going to acknowledge that on the side.
Yes.
No.
That was also equally impressive.
Wonderful.
That's bullying. My country.
Anyway.
We live in a society.
Both of those statements were racist because I'm human. Stop being a racist human.
Fair. Someone stacked papers. I made sure it didn't stay stacked.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying for our listeners.
Let's see.
So, you proceed and... You see a large bonfire where they seem to be cooking a lot of fish and other what seem to be goodies. You see a very large... Roll me a...
Perception.
Passive.
Or insight.
18
or history.
Passive.
For you.
For sure.
18 passive.
20. Give me just a second. You said insight or investigation?
Mm-hmm.
I'm at 20 with the
right.
modifier.
You all know that the breed of frog in the middle
is a breed called a Pac-Man.
Waka waka.
Waka waka.
They grow extremely large and eat mice usually as their regular or their counterparts.
As their prey.
Yes. So as a Pac-Man frogman, you can understand that this is the largest of the frogs in the vicinity.
Mm-hmm. Damn!
Don't insult.
Probably
the
mayor, president, king.
So are we, like,
on the water or
chief.
Are we above
there we
water?
Go.
The
chief. You're on land.
We're on land, okay.
You're on land.
I still want to talk about what to the frogs that took us.
Okay.
And ask them, were they the ones who threw rocks around our camp?
We know throw rocks.
Uh-oh.
Don't throw rocks at us.
No rocks?
No.
No.
Are there creatures outside of your race or species that exist within the woods that would want outsiders to be gone?
Direct from there.
Are there people that you are feuding with on the top side?
The Tanukis.
Tanukis?
The Tanukis?
Tanukis.
Like
are
the raccoon
thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Are they known for throwing rocks?
They are known for disruption.
Ah, they're the ones who threw the rocks.
All right. Fair. Okay.
I separate from this group. I go to the Pac-Man. I say, this is a feast, correct?
You are an idiot.
Yeah, who dares approach me?
Only Rose. Withered Rose. I give a little bow.
Very pretty flower.
He eats it.
I made my con.
They will try to fuck you.
I say.
You will sit with me tonight.
Oh, God,
I sure will.
16.
Your fate has been sealed.
You rolled a 12, I rolled a 16. You're sitting with him.
Your fate has been sealed.
Yes, I'll sit with you, but before we do dinner, for entertainment, send me your bravest gladiators. Wouldn't that be fun?
What do you wish them to fight, my dear little flower?
Myself. And maybe them three.
You are an idiot.
You see a lot of
it's our faces. Entertainment, merely entertainment.
You
but actually,
shall
if you want
watch.
To make it more entertaining, if you wish to make it more entertaining, make it a classic gladiator match. No weapons. Fist to fist.
3 hours
raw
later.
Raw power versus raw power.
Well, I mean, they're mage. They can...
He's using the potion for something else.
I thought you got the Titan strength potion.
I did get the Titan strength. The giant.
You wish to win.
Let me use my weapons, damn it. I gotta spill blood on them to make them better. And this is my plan.
Who says you can't open a wound with a knuckle and then just kind of smear it?
Wait, so what's your guy's plan?
I'm gonna fight the. I don't have to kill them. Just gotta.
Just go for a nice, like,
she said you're gonna
watch.
And
fall.
You're not gonna notice.
She's gonna watch.
Oh.
The flower will watch.
Oof. I will be competing. I shouldn't be given the spot next to the king.
Roll.
Mm-mm. That roll.
That's a 15. Plus 1, so 16.
I will allow you. But then you will be my dinner companion for the
dinner
rest of
money.
The evening.
Okay, just nothing too risque. Last time that happened, I don't have my bloody flail on me. Last time it happened, it wasn't very good for the other person. Put that out there.
They died. It was horrible. Please don't.
His giant tongue slowly wraps around you and caresses you.
I take it away. I'm gonna go get ready for the fight.
I go get ready for the fight.
I will have attendants help you.
Okay, thank you.
This is what happens when you do things separate from the party. You wind up getting...
They're helping me, by the way. You should get them as well. It's gonna be four on downhill.
You see, I can sleep with him fine because I'm fucked up. You, on the other hand, I'm worried about
you. So, yeah, frog did not get
out. I have smashed much worse than that. Like,
I don't know if he's open to it.
And some other things that I'm not going to get into right now. Let's just say piles of viscera.
Wait, what is it, Toby?
What?
Man bear pig.
Anyway, what are you three doing at the moment?
I made sure I pointed them.
You're going to what?
Tsuyu. He's going to find Tsuyu. You know, Tsu-chan from
Tsuyu.
Yeah.
No, you don't watch it. Damn.
It's Frog Girl.
You watch. How do you even know what?
I'm saddened. You should watch my
Hero Academia. Tanuki and Frog Girl are if you don't watch anime.
I never said I didn't watch anime, I just said I didn't watch that.
You need to watch that shit. Anyway,
eventually.
You should, yes.
And I know about the Tanukis because of another anime. No.
Super Mario Brothers.
Big Balls.
Good anime.
Huh?
No,
say that again.
It's a big balls.
The Tanukis have really fucking huge balls for a reason. Like,
Tanuki.
Tiny dick balls the size of a wheelbarrow.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Yes, alright. You were talking with the three?
She knows about that.
Yeah, that show.
So, I want to start asking why they were protecting me.
And
you are a friend of the water.
Also, they want to fuck you.
Also, why did you bring us here?
We bring friend. We bring feast.
We're not the feast, are we?
No.
Is it?
But what is the occasion?
Friends.
Friends?
That doesn't sound right.
What are you celebrating?
The independence of your own colony from some oppressor? The festival celebrating the anniversary of something? A festival involving
celebration.
Salvation.
Celebration.
What kind of celebration?
Celebration. Good cat.
We found our champion.
You've tricked them into thinking you're the chosen one. Congratulations. And this was your fault for making him shine.
I am the chosen one.
Coral,
be quiet, Fistboy. You will make this worse.
He shall liberate us from the Tanuki.
And now the Pac-Man frog wants to fuck us. They're worshipping you, and you make him shiny. I don't want to
be
single with this.
They're asking us to commit genocide by all rights and counts. You should be okay with this.
Well, of course I'm okay with it. I'm just pointing out the moral dilemma. Like, obviously not everybody's going to be in on this. I'm totally in on this. But I'm just saying, not everybody wants to spill blood.
Well. His fault to
not inconsiderate.
He wanted to fuck a giant frog. That's up to him.
That's pretty much. He's just like, I'm gonna do my own thing and go talk to the big boss.
You made the mistake.
You get our weapon stronger. We gotta spill blood. Spill some blood. That you have to kill them, and then I don't think the chief is going to like that.
Spill blood.
I am always mean more than willing to engage in this combat of yours, but I must ask: what is the reasoning? What feud do you have with the Tanuki? What motives hide behind this?
They plague us, keep us from the surface, keep us from our original homes.
Why aren't you? Like going into necromancy and stuff. You could kill one. Go kill another.
Where
this is your original idea, and where's your original
the surface of the original lake was our home.
Use your enemies to kill your enemies.
This was part of our kingdom.
It is a very logical conclusion, but you also.
But they have encroached on our territory for so long.
We can no longer connect
with the outside world without fighting every time we go to the surface.
So are they all around the lake?
All around the lake.
And
a particular, okay.
And another important question, is the lake the only entrance to this subterranean city?
No, but they have blocked the other.
And where is the other entrance?
That is hidden and protected by our kind. So they may not. It's not blocked.
Hold on. Let them finish speaking.
It's protected by our kind to make sure they cannot get in.
So they
but only the brave may get out that way. There is an ambush always waiting.
And what if I told you we could be the champions to free that entrance?
Of course, he is the chosen. He is the coral warrior.
Another question. Is there a reward for this?
We give feast. We give shinies.
What about money? Gold.
We give shinies.
That could be more than gold.
Very well.
Or you could just ask for clay.
Well, we could also go for clay as well. How about we get shiny and clay?
You will need to discuss this with the Pac-Man.
I feel like I've got the perfect plan.
Okay. You dare insult me? What?
I knew some bad shit would have come if I said that actually in character. I was like, waka waka. And so I approached this large frog, this Pac-Man frog, and
we have to have a game plan.
Well, okay.
Are we just going to be the brave? Because they said the brave can only go through there.
We need to discuss the details with the person who knows the most about it. Because, and that would most definitely be the big guy. And he already believes, as well as the rest of these people, that you are the chosen one, and we are your company.
But he's not been introduced to them, to y'all yet. The only one that's coming up to him is this one.
That's a logical conclusion. The big guy there is, like, that seems to be, like, the big bad. The big guy.
The controller.
Yeah, the chief.
The chief.
You don't have to be brave. You can substitute bravery for arrogance and stupidity.
Yeah.
Yes. And some would say.
Are you approaching him?
Do
you want to roll to see what you see while you approach him?
Yeah, yes. I'll roll perception.
I do too. I'm going to walk up with him.
That's a nat 20.
As you approach him, you see that there are several other frog people, slightly smaller and much smaller than him. Most of them, you can tell, are female.
About how female?
Hmm?
About how female? Like, and how old? 1 to 10, how frog are they?
And what?
10?
And is their age on the clock?
Seven.
Yes. I would actually hope that would be.
Okay. They reach maturity at age 20.
I told you.
So.
I'm
okay,
evil.
Yeah. So,
but that doesn't mean you have to be a pedophile.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm evil, not twisted.
That makes sense.
I think you're both, but...
No, I mean... Pedophilia is a whole
thing. I can murder somebody without blinking twice, but fucking a child is a pedophile.
At least he has standards.
I have standards. I'm evil, but I have standards. Now
so,
we need to deliberate as to what kind of questions we need to be asked.
Well, you've already started approaching him.
Yeah.
Is
anybody else going to approach him?
Yeah, I'm going with
you. You two have already started approaching him.
Are you approaching along with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Us?
It's us three.
Ouch.
He's already gone.
I am discluded from this group.
You really?
She is being prepared for battle.
For death.
Okay, cool. So.
Two words. Bikini armor.
Sputnik.
I'm
not getting in.
Got it. Too late, Toby.
Roll.
How many bounty guards are coming?
Dude,
oh,
set
you've 24. Got at least four with you.
Set 24. Set it to high 24.
Roll. Oh, you're going in it.
Oh. Alright,
It will have the same amount of stuff
okay.
You have. You're just in a bikini.
It's gonna
now.
Be the anime bounce kind of bikini.
Uh huh.
Yeah, like DOA beats volleyball.
What's the cup size?
It's not even going to be
No.
It's going to be
roll
one
D10 for its cup size.
Oh, God.
Beef. Okay.
No. D10. I said a D10.
Oh.
Is it going to be one of those, like, bikinis with, like, the triangles that just only come in it?
All right.
You're still a double D.
Double D? What?
Frogs like tits. I don't know.
You're going to be wearing one of those really skimpy bikinis. It's just string with triangles over the nipples. And, like, a triangle attached to
it. How does this protect me? They, like, slap me.
Oh. Actually, I totally understand
that. I get it.
Now. Dude, punch to the face.
Holy shit.
Holy fuck.
Keep hitting me. Go on.
Okay, masochist. Anyway. That's fine. My new Anyway. No need to go to the bathroom anymore. Good. Okay.
How do you know? Just because I laugh like that, does that mean I shit my pants?
Yes.
Alright. So y'all have approached...
I was trying to look it up because I was curious, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
What are you looking at?
You
sick bastard.
I want to
see.
Oh, he's looking at a furry chart.
Oh, it was a furry chart, that's all.
Yeah.
Banned from Equestria, that's all I need.
Well, technically, these would be scalies.
Slimies.
Or whatever. No, frogs aren't slimy. They secrete a mucus, not
slime.
Yeah, but
they don't have scales, either.
What's the difference between mucus and slime?
Reptilian bird.
Your mom!
I'm just going to say
reptilian bird. You actually got me.
Anyway,
I think there's one problem.
On a scale of
yes, guess whose mother it is as well.
Socially accepted. Yours, a motorboat.
Sure. Okay.
Yes. All right, let's motorboat some frogs.
I'm not gonna say no.
I really hope.
But
they
if we get kicked, I'm fine with this. They can get kicked out.
Well, I'm.
You all three are approaching.
Yeah.
This boss. So you are the one that my little one has decided is our chosen.
Yes.
We will see about that. Prepare him for battle!
I'm just watching this kind of, like, fondling the eyeball necklace I have around my neck, and I'm just like, well, this does not bode well. And it's still got a little bit of shiny on it, because it's gold.
What are you?
Not your champion, though. Am I still...
Oh, you're being prepared for battle, like
okay,
she
okay.
is.
So I couldn't say. Okay, okay.
You've already been hoisted off.
Although, yep. I must ask in kind as a response to your question. I have given you my answer. I am a human, and I happen to also be a wizard. But,
my is a wizard in bed as well?
Yes, I'm magical. But my question is...
Don't make me distract you by magic again. Yeah.
But anyway, I request some more information as to one of your kind associates divulged earlier.
And what would that be?
I've heard that you are having a feud with another race topside.
Ah, the Tanuki.
And there's an entrance that is blocked that needs to be unblocked. And my party is interested.
Only the foolish go through there.
Good thing that we're nothing but fools here. We haven't died so far, so...
Yeah, we've 100%...
And we have all of our limbs, so... Fools we may be, competent we are as well. So we have the power to back up our words. If you intend to free your society from its bonds.
We will talk of this later.
I guess.
First we feast and enjoy this night.
Oh, shit. And another question. Are those two going to fight?
I will not allow my precious little flower to fight him.
It's gonna be not. I want to fight Tyler.
You want to fight Tyler?
In my head, I'm just like, feel so bad for him.
You need to. Like. Okay.
That's all I'm thinking right now, is I'm just like.
Daddy, I want this one to play with. Now my...
thought it was for me.
You will entertain my eldest tonight. Sit with her.
I give her a once over.
Awkward times between the conversation.
On a scale from one to ten on an attractive meter, what would this be rated?
She's a 7.
Alright, I'll take it.
Hey, she's the eldest. She's the heir to the throne, okay?
Hey man, I could wind up having a queen for a girlfriend, like you're saying.
Double E.
Oh my god!
She is a Pac-Man frog. She is large.
Are you talking people from these?
Tell me,
Nick. How does that scale?
Huh?
How does that scale?
He said 1 to 10.
On the attractive. And she said 7.
So how attracted are you to a frog's face? I mean, that's the only issue.
I mean, is it more frog than human, or is it more human than frog, or more of an
outcome? Is it just a frog's head on a human woman's body? Because that's...
No, it's a... she's frog skin. Yeah, go ahead and show.
Okay, frog skin.
I mean, they look...
I mean, they're humanoid in body, but they have more of a frog's head.
It's like a frog everything, but walks like a human.
All right, you know, take what you get. You give nothing back. Unless it's herpes, in which case...
We're going to say
they
can reproduce like humans.
Oh. Impressive.
And have very human attributes, at least the females. You can't tell about the males because they're all wearing loincloths.
A bunch of frog dudes just walking around with... fucking frog dicks just flapping in the wind. What does a frog dick even look like?
Usually frogs don't actually have dicks.
Mm-mm.
They just sort of...
That's depressing.
They spray.
Yeah, they just spray.
Mm. Well, I'm pretty sure they just have cloaca, just like lizards. The females are having a really bad time. That's all I know, just from that information.
Oh,
well, I mean, if you think about it, snakes have 2 dicks, so...
I mean, echidnas have 2 dicks.
Yeah.
Echidnas have 2 dicks. Makes you think a different way about apples.
That's a wasp. That's right there.
Yeah, no. That's chaotic stupid.
His window fell out like this when they left.
Like I said, chaotic stupid. Alright. So, now my children, we prepare to entertain our guests with battle! We have our supposed chosen, the wearer of the coral, and my personal little flower of
you
the night.
You don't own me!
I would say don't lose, but you're fighting each other, so I can't really root for one without pissing off the other.
You must fight. Roll for initiative.
She didn't say it first, so I get a reroll.
You knew it.
Sonic.
9.
Whoever
I was going for con, so I grew mm-hmm. up. Alright, cool.
No.
Damn it.
No, you got a 13, he got a 9.
Alright, cool.
So, 14. I need a judge, she's bullying me.
She is the judge.
Jury and executioner.
I am.
Right. Okay. Player versus player. Get ready.
Get ready.
Thomas.
Shield of Faith.
Yeah, I can cast Shield of Faith.
No.
No.
I have it. Oh, yeah.
Is that a bonus action?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's a bonus action.
Because it doesn't say that on the...
Yeah, I can cast
Rose,
bonus action.
Rose, you will go first.
Alright. Let's see.
My strong phallic symbol stands strong.
I messed up my password like 5 times.
I know, I saw. It's just a T.
Yeah, but which way was it? Left to right or right to left?
It depends. Is this Japanese or American?
All the prime numbers and then the first...
All right.
Common.
For us, that we can speak.
I'll pull out my long sword and my one of my silver flails, Pain 2, in this case.
All right.
Out into here, and I'll say, come at me, Fisher. And I will take a defensive stance.
All right, Fisher. And ready my action.
All I can say is, don't die. I owe you.
Bonus action, show of faith. Myself.
Okay, what does that do?
+2 AC.
Inject shit.
All right. Just remember that. And then remind me.
21 AC, thank you.
Well, if you're wet,
inject shit.
It goes up to 23.
He's not swimming.
In the water.
He's not wet unless I make him wet.
No, we're not going to go there.
Did his strength come back?
I haven't rest.
So no. All right, cool.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Don't kill him.
I'm not leaving.
Yeah, please, nobody kill anybody right now. This is that's a bad thing if somebody dies. And it was by another player's hand.
I cast water.
No.
Huh.
You have, as you begin to cast, two webby hands land on either side of your face.
Whack.
No, I mean, I'll eat one on either shoulder.
Whack.
They pull you down to sit.
Yeah.
You shall watch.
How much does my greatsword do?
Yeah, but I want
your greatsword on two hands.
No.
Two hands?
I just pull out one of those long ass Gandalf pipes out of nowhere, and I'm just...
It's not fun unless they're forced to shank each other in a small place.
They
can't run away. They can only stab.
Blowing out. I'm just sitting here with my Gandalf pipe blowing out smoke ships and smoke dragons.
Alright, ready to action. Does a...
No.
No.
I am going to swing my great sword.
Alright.
Double-handed.
Okay.
No. 15? No.
As you begin to swing your swords at each other, you begin a very intricate dance of swordplay. As you have both started missing each other as of right now.
Wow, this is a really good fight, y'all.
Bloodshed.
Now it's my turn. I'll take my sword, go for a sideways slash.
I'm just sitting right there.
Now one.
I'm just going down on the action surge.
Do again.
It's not the princess and the frog. It's not the prince. I'm living a different kind of princess and the frog. It's the badass frog.
I take my flail for my bonus.
I'm just going to go down on the front of princess right there in the stands.
You have three attacks?
Yeah, I've got
why not?
Two-handed flail.
They're obviously missing.
I've got action surge. I only get one turn of this. This was my one turn. It still misses, right?
Yeah.
Flail is +5, so 20.
21.
I need a 16 to hit you.
While y'all are sharpening your wits in terms of your combat prowess, I am sharpening my cunnilingus skills in the stance.
This is how he dies.
Again. He's entertaining the frog princess. I don't give a shit.
Hey man,
I'm not.
Just my frog pickup lines on any girl that passes by.
Go for it.
Okay. I don't want a frog in my throat tonight, but I'll take one in my mouth.
Well, he's gay.
That was genuinely...
I do a comment.
I stop everything I'm doing for a second. I'm just like, 18? That's all you could come up with. 19.
You said that to a guy.
It was an 18.
And
I got a 20. You said that to a guy. And he is very happy.
And now you have a frog.
I've got 18 armor.
This is a long fight.
Right.
Long sword first, miss.
Yeah, have a flail. Relationship with a frog.
Miss. Go ahead.
I'm good. I didn't see the one clap. I'm so sorry. I'm gone.
I'm pretty sure she had tits.
No one said yet.
No.
There?
No one said yet.
All right. He said he had tits.
That frog didn't have tits. He was just
tits and a dick.
All right, he hit me.
Thunderous might.
Thunderous might.
No, she was just really fat.
She just said she had
tits on a dick.
A hermaphrodite frog.
Right. Yep.
What's your weapon type?
You struck gold. Wait,
wait, wait. Do you have a shield?
He ain't been digging yet.
I'm about to do it.
Don't.
I won't do it. I won't do it.
Don't do it.
You have to go.
I don't know.
I'd say at this point you do have enough control not to do strength damage over here when you strike, if you so choose.
I'm not worried about strength. Making sure he can't hit me. Wait, Tyler, what's your plus? Plus two, right?
Yeah.
Did you roll 17?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, you hit me.
Maybe.
You also have to make a strength saving throw, Cody.
Strength saving throw? Oh, thunderous smite. Okay. I passed it. This is very anticlimactic. The first hit.
I'm gonna move to the.
Ouch! Back.
Wait, wait.
Oh. Okay, so we got what?
Oh,
yeah.
23 damage?
23
damage.
I'm at 2 health.
After well, one hit.
You begin to cry.
In the fetal position or not?
Alright.
Constitution.
And the Frog King stands up and shouts, "We have a victor!" And you've made my flower cry.
No.
You are crying.
I use second wind.
You are crying.
You went down pretty fucking hard.
Toby, you died.
My flower, do you wish to continue?
Yes!
10, 9. All right. Insert coin. 8.
Second wind for plus 6 health.
Is it a chocolate coin?
But that did not help.
I only accept chocolate.
Yeah!
Coins.
Sorry. Not the time.
I'm going out on a frog business right now. There. So, no.
Right. I'm going until I'm unconscious.
I hope you know it.
Miss.
9, miss. Second flail attack. Miss. Alright, go ahead.
Wait. Roll the 1d10 for your flail. Don't ask.
I've been rolling flail this whole time. 5.
Alright, as you swing it, it turns rubber and bounces off of it.
Oh.
Okay.
You should have quit when you were at 2.
Hmm?
You should have quit when you were at 2.
I went down to 3.
Whatever.
You at 2.
You took the wind.
You took 23 damage at 2.
Oh, he did 23. Oh, my God. I missed 1 damage.
I could technically... I can kill Toby's character.
Non-lethal.
Do not kill.
It's alright. Even if he gets injured, I can just be like, "You're a fucking idiot." I have Das Power.
Non-lethal.
Das Power. Mm-hmm.
You still gotta beat the armor class of 19 times.
I couldn't hit, but...
Long sword, no. Flail. 1. 5 again. Go ahead, Tyler.
Das Power.
It went pinky to the size of a marble and went boink.
Gotta get blood on it somehow. Long sword.
Wow.
Flail. No. 3, does that do anything special?
No.
Alright.
You are getting your ass.
God, no one's hit. He's hit me once. Long sword missed. Flail crit! Flail crit with 9 for the D10.
Alright. It stays solid metal. You hit him.
Right, so
roll your damage.
2d8, or do you want to do 1d8 double it?
That's fine.
1d8 double it. Alright, so you took 9.
No? 9?
Yeah, I gotta add my strength mod to it.
Oh, that's right.
I took 9.
I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm just...
Well,
I'm
non-lethal.
Exactly why I'm laughing. I'm having a good time.
No. Long sword.
Wait,
no.
Are you adding your strength mod?
Flail.
Plus 4.
Oh, okay. What's your AC?
Yeah,
plus 5? Alright, the flail hit again.
Do you want to...
Did it stay solid?
1d10?
Not really.
I want to make kitty goth. Damage. 4.
What about big kitty goth frog Gia?
There is one, sure.
What's your health?
Maybe it's one of these frog kings.
Long sword. No. Flail. No. Damn it.
Wah.
12. No. How long does Shield of Faith last?
Like an hour.
An hour? Alright, we're
Getting close.
We're making good time.
Like longsword miss.
12 minutes in.
Flail miss.
Honestly, the entire crowd's just watching all of you.
It's just constant dodging. No, that misses.
There's no
yeah,
18. The flail hits again. Does it stay solid?
No.
It turns invisible and, you know, the tangent. It goes right through him.
Dang.
The fuck?
Chaos control!
Takes one hit. Miss with the long sword. Flail.
You want me to roll for you? I'm kind of like, all of this is just like...
16 plus 5, 21, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, longsword hit this time.
That's an 18, isn't it?
It's a 16. Okay. So I managed 21. Longsword! So 9 damage, or 3 strength damage, quote.
What's your
HP? You down?
10.
You're at 1.
Does the strength... I deal plus 3, so I'll deal 9 of this and then 3 strength damage, so you go down to 1.
So no, you don't have any modifiers.
No, this is the mod. Adding the, this is the strength, and this is the.
Okay, do your other attack.
All right, go for the fall.
You were so sure of your victory. Now you just.
Why are you beating each other within an inch of your lives? You really don't have to do this.
You start. You hear a giant laughter boom throughout the stadium, and you both feel as if you were being picked up. And sat down in the stands.
Ah, finally.
You have both fought valiantly.
It's good to see you again.
Hang on.
It's
good to see you again.
You are covered in mucus, my friend.
This doesn't smell as bad as it looks.
Eat your fill.
Already have, thanks.
Daddy, I'm keeping this one.
No, he's mine. No, I don't know.
No, he's mine now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I can't stay.
You're not even there.
Well, yeah, he's
no, he's been walking around.
Yeah.
He wasn't around.
I came back. I got bored and came back.
Because he literally got stopped. He was like, yeah. Water, and they were just like, no.
You sit down. You will eat with us tonight, and tomorrow you will go to the surface and defeat
the
Tanuki.
Do we have to bring anything back as proof?
The head of the chief.
Oh, I would have thought you'd prefer the ball of the chief.
By the way, how's the head been on my hip? Has it decayed further?
Yes.
Is it really stinky?
If you bring the balls, the chief could live.
What?
You can cut off somebody's balls and they still be alive.
I could just cut them off with no, like, any surgery or anything.
If you leave him with his balls cut off and anyone else alive, he's going to survive.
But if you take his balls, it'll take a sense of pride. Yeah,
but remember how
big his balls in his head?
That's a lot of their fucking blood, okay? He's gonna bleed out and die.
The head!
The balls.
Why not both? That's all I've got to say is why not both? Who knows? Tanuki balls could be key in creating potions. And maybe even enchanting.
Or maybe just as a nice meal. Actually, yes, that's a great idea.
Do we have to join up with them?
Potion of fertility.
You're
for
in
you and your future
princess.
Wait,
as you eat, what? You regain your health, both of you.
That's not a good idea.
What? I was about to make a joke, but then I was just like, I'm kind of be like.
Alright.
Good fight, Mr. Fisher. There's a reason why I don't give up. You got me good there, that one hit.
You started crying mid-fight.
No, be nice. There we go.
I try to pull his arm off.
I'm just saying, like, for the first half there, you were just swinging.
Right.
I thought it was dramatic.
Guys.
I mean, you were there.
Hold on just a sec. All right, we are going to leave it there for tonight with the Tanuki battle.
looming in the future. You are all going to take a long rest.
And then afterwards, we're going to take some Tanuki balls and a head.
With the heroes rested, the Tanuki will stand no chance.
The Tanuki won't be able to stand anyway.
Heroes use very...
Please join us again next time, and we hope you guys enjoyed another Chaos D&D game.